You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Do you love history? Do you love nature, but you're not that smart? Are you a hyena bat?
Then this podcast is for you. We're going to be talking about everything from the Galapagos Islands to Adolf Hitler. Bam! It's going to be a fun one, and we're going to go wild!
And we are the Bay Ridge Boys, Giannis Pappas, and Obi-Wan Kuknobi,
Chris DiStefano.
Bam!
And we're both two gay guys just coming out here, telling you stories, talking about history, talking about nature.
Cuzzy Wuzzies, are you bi-curious for nature and history bad? Well, the Bay Ridge Boys presents History Hyenas Podcast is for you.
I'm sucking history's dick.
That's Chris DiStefano. I'm Giannis Pappas. We're the Bay Ridge Boys. We are curious by curious band.
Name a sandwich after us. Band.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
All right, so check it out. What did you just say?
Thank
you're on
for the
camera,
call.
You fucking tard.
I don't know. You're going to do your live read.
I am going to do my. Thank you. You have much respect for the art of broadcasting. What's up, everybody? What's up, dudes? What's up? Joe Liss is in the house. Dan Soda. Hey, check this out. We're going to do this read right up front. So fuck you. do not hit the 15-second fast forward. How dare you?
Do it all day, baby.
Don't do it. No, don't do it. We need the money. I got to pay these fucking assholes.
I mean, don't do it. No, but, you know.
Uh-oh. Is that Lewis? Is he coming up?
No. Oh, say, can you see? What's up? Blue Apron is the leading mail kit delivery service in the U.S. That's right, by the dawn's early light. While many people know what they do, many people don't know about the types of meals you eat when you cook with Blue Apron. Like quick bucatini with broccoli and pecorino cheese and Italian-style shrimp and sweet peppers with ingredients that are incredible. And chef-designed recipes, Blue Apron lets you see what the power of food can do. Okay, convenience variety. Blue Apron delivers fresh pre-portioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door that can be cooked in under 45 minutes. The menu changes every week based on what's in season and is designed by Blue Apron's in-house culinary team. It's flexibility what matters. Blue Apron offers 12 new recipes each week, and customers can pick 2, 3, or 4 recipes based on what best fits their schedule. High quality, Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meats with no added hormones. It's unbelievable. Listen, okay? I love this thing. I cook with it. It's easy for me to cook. It comes to the door. Me, Max, and Dawn, we cook it together. The ingredients are fresh. It tells you step by step. It's under 45 minutes. It's delicious, all right? You have a team of professionals putting this stuff together, creating recipes each week, all right? It's unbelievable. You got to get this. If you live alone, you have a girlfriend, it's Blue Apron's doing this too. This is awesome. I love this. Blue Apron is treating my fans, you know what, dude? Listeners, to 30% off your first order. Just visit blueapron.com/dude. So check out this week's menu and get $30 off at blueapron.com/dude. blueapron.com/dude. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
If this is ever handed to me like this again, I never want to see your gorgeous face again.
Oh, okay.
Are you drinking a gin and tonic?
Yeah, gin. I'm back.
Dude, that would be crazy. Is this how you come off the rails?
I'm off the rails. I'm going to get thin again by drinking.
Oh, sexy. Drug chic.
Drug chic?
Yeah. Moss body.
If I was ever going to do drugs, it would be pot.
Okay, can you not
or
call
pills.
It pot like
pot.
A cop?
I want pot. What do you mean like a cop?
You got any grass?
You got any fucking pot on you?
I'm not a cop.
I am not a cop.
Smash his arm with a Timbo.
Not you, not you, and not you.
Not you.
Lewis, what are you doing? What can I help
know,
you
I'm just
with?
Getting his.
Bump my nose,
we're
ready.
Oh,
his thick-ass hips just keep bumping up into me.
That fucking big, chubby Puerto Rican nose you have.
Are you, you're in shape? Are you in shape, Lou?
I'm sort of in shape. I'm back on keto. I'm 2 days in.
Keto!
I feel very weak.
Keto!
Keto! You are bring a disrespect to Quito. Lewis, you are a puffy snake.
You got a clean shave. You're all shaved up.
What about the head?
Smooth.
Oh, yeah.
Look how smooth you are.
I always shave it up, dog.
What,
my, that's my Equinox membership.
You got a date tonight?
No. You know, I go, I steam every day. I shave.
I steam today.
You mean suck guys off?
I suck guys off, Bobby, yep.
Do you ever have a guy come up to you in the steam room?
Every time. Almost every time. That's how much I love steaming.
Homos. Homos every time.
I have to fight. I got to beat him off with a stick.
They closed.
You beat him off?
I beat him off with my dick.
The one at Crunch, they had to close the steam room down because it was just guys sucking each other off.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I go to the steam room every day, and it's just me. Nobody bothers me.
Actually leave.
Do you wear your glasses in there?
No. People that wear their glasses in the steam room should be.
I don't know. I thought it'd be funny if your glasses were all steamed up.
I read, though. I bring, they do little printouts of the Times Digest. And
do they get all wet and goopy?
Yeah, that's okay, but that's for the Mexicans to clean up.
All right.
Speaking of getting all wet, good to see you, Gabby. It's been a while.
Gabby is a hot smoke show.
Because women get wet.
You like think Gabby's hot?
Gabby's a fucking hottie. What are you kidding
me?
Blonde bitch?
Really?
Blonde bitch.
All right. You just really took it from nice to shitty.
He really is.
I love that you just jerk back and forth. You go, oh, no, she's a classic beauty. You can tell the way her bone structure is. Yeah. Bet her pussy gets nice and white.
You got to throw a nag in at the end. Oh. I think she's hot.
Oh, she's white. What are you talking about? Is that your top billing for you? A nice porcelain doll?
No, he said something about a nag. I made a racist joke.
He just did two nag jokes in a row.
Yeah.
Welcome, Lewis, Jay Gomez, Joe List, Dan Soda back on the show.
The regulars.
We have a few people.
Can we have a new intro when it's just the regulars?
Oh, that'd be awesome. I think that's great.
Can you guys make a special intro for us?
Yeah. Say some funny shit.
Funny shit.
All right, cool.
That's how the host does, you motherfucker.
All right,
sometimes we're going to change people's lives here on the YKWD podcast.
No!
You never know.
Yeah, but don't sometimes you do.
Don't play both sides of the coin, dude. That's what the host's supposed to do.
My name's Joe DeRosa, and I'm in the intro for no reason.
Oh, I was on the show before it became this show.
Is that pretty good?
Joe's in town tonight.
I know.
Oh.
I don't know why we should have had him on the show.
Oh, well. Yeah. Guess who will get a 45-minute phone call about that?
Why? Dude, is Bobby mad at me?
Yeah, my Joe DeRosa is the same as my Bobby Kelly.
And your Bill Burr is the same one.
It's all the same.
Do Bill Burr.
Also in town.
Dead.
Yeah, go ahead. There it is.
Do Joe DeRosa.
Dead.
Do Bob Kelly.
Dead.
Joe's one of the... I mean, Joe is the reg.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the ridge.
Can you be a, he can be in a ridge. He can't be a reg.
He's
been in a show for 5 years.
I think he's in a ridge.
He's in a ridge.
At a ridge.
You guys are the regs.
Colin and Joe are the ridges.
Yeah. Colin is the ridge.
No, we're the regs. They're the fags.
Yeah.
Softball game.
Yeah. Take that, originals.
Speaking if of you're Colin, keeping
original
score at
recipe,
home,
we're extra crispy.
Yeah.
Damn.
If you're keeping a score at home, Lewis is at 3 N-words, 1 fag. We are 5 minutes into the show.
Yeah.
Lewis is describing the show I did last night. Lewis is his own boss.
Woo, boy.
Speaking of Colin Quinn, God bless him.
He died. That's fucked up,
Jesus
dude.
Jesus Christ.
God bless his soul.
He didn't.
He's up there.
He didn't. Don't say that.
He didn't die.
He died, yeah.
You didn't know that then? Then he came back.
Then he died again.
Then he died.
Are we talking about
then he came back. Then he came back.
We're not,
then
we're not talking
Colin
about
Quinn
it.
Colin Quinn as a zombie would be hilarious.
Oh, he'd be like, ugh, I'm going to fucking eat your brains.
We're not talking about his career. Okay?
Burned him, bro. Exactly. He really crushed him.
Well, that would have hit the first time it started, but then Lewis did a couple detours on you.
Lewis he just steps on people.
Kick him out while he's down. This guy's almost dead. You're going to fucking make fun of him.
Because Lewis is on Adderall, but he's not kicking
in. No, I'm not.
How you
You're off it?
No, I'm not.
When are you off it?
I'm on a different medication.
What
are you on now?
Coke?
No, doggy. None of your business.
Klonopin? Are you on a Klonopin?
What are you, my doctor?
I want to know.
Yeah, we're your friends. We want to know. What are you on? Klonopin?
No.
I don't know. What are
you taking? Fucking Lewis.
Klonopin, by the way, knocks you the fuck out.
Yeah, I used to take Lewis Klonopin.
If Lewis was rocking like this on Klonopin, I'd be like, you are a monster.
What are you taking? What do you got?
None of your beeswax.
Come on, tell
me. Beeswax? You're taking beeswax?
The new brain pill?
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Oh, they have that? The limitless?
I have it.
All right.
What is it?
It's
a brain pill.
It's a
clearly
brain
not
pill.
Using it. Double high five.
Boom.
you burned him. Oh, come on. Do you get to kick him out while he's down? He's almost dead.
I heard one of the side effects is it makes you gain a ton of weight.
Did you see that joke?
Bloated. Bloated.
Thanks, Mike.
There's a brain pill. Dr. Steve talked about it. There's a brain pill.
Aren't they all brain pills?
No, there's an actual pill.
Yeah, you need a stomach pill. I don't know why you go for the brain one.
He already did that joke, you fucking
did he?
Hack.
Yeah, you just said it.
Can you go back to stand-up for a month just to get your shit back together? Listen,
Nothing? All right, cool.
I thought you were still doing stand-up.
Is that too real? There's a brain pill called... what's it called? New
Alpha Brain?
No.
Alpha Brain, bro!
Joe Rogan's website?
Fuck those beta brains!
It's not a vitamin. It's an actual pill. It's not a vitamin.
On Alpha Brain, you don't need to do math. You just break the pencil.
You just go, pencils are for fags. Snap.
Jeez,
one boy. Plus one it's equals
not a
two.
It's not a
one
supplement.
Plus one equals snap.
It's an actual
snap.
Medical pill. It's,
dicks going pussies. Alpha Brain.
Stop scrolling so much.
I'm an alpha genius.
Alpha genius. I do my thinking by push-ups.
Two in the pink, one in the stink. That's the only math I do. Alpha Brain.
Alpha algebra.
Two in the pussy, one in the stink.
We are having a lot of fun here.
I know what he's doing. He's actually looking for a real fact right now.
Gabby's just checking her social media. Why are you singing that?
When someone's driving, I get fucked up. When somebody's on the computer and they're typing in the wrong things, I want to fucking smash the keyboard.
Yeah, you almost killed Kelly Festuca multiple times for doing that wrong.
I forget the name of it.
All right, well,
call Dr. Steve.
Or take the brain pill.
You
gotta take the pill.
Type in brain drug.
I mean, that does nothing on Google.
Drugs!
You might as well type in boobs.
Type in brain drugs.
But all drugs are related to the brain, no?
Yeah.
I mean, Tylenol is a brain drug, you dumb.
Smart, the 15 top smarts are fucking 15 things, right?
Oh, man, you really are all like right. If a gorilla could talk. You're saying, not, nah.
Scroll down faster.
Food.
Those are
food.
Faster.
Weather.
Stop.
What?
Quartz?
This is how he talks to huggers.
Down, fast, slow down, you fucking dumb fat idiot.
He talks to hookers the same way he talks to one of those claws
and
pick up the stuffed animal.
Left, right, fucking drop the claw.
Dad, I paid you 25 cents.
Dad.
Creatine? Dude, creatine.
No, it's not creatine.
Is it hyperzine?
Is it L-prednisolone?
Is it methylbromide?
Is it Ritalin?
Ritalin?
No, it's not Ritalin.
Is it Provigil?
You're trying to say
what's the one you're on right now? What's the one you're
taking?
None
of your fucking business.
What's it called?
None of your beeswax.
What's it called?
I see what you did.
Dexedrine. What's it called? What is it called?
Dexedrine.
Dude, this kid I went to college with.
He's
got to ask me three times.
I just wanted to get it out of him.
That was a good call. But they're also, Dexedrine is what my buddy in college used to take. And it's like, it's basically Adderall, right? It's like a lower version.
Without the speediness. So yes. I'm not as hyped up.
Yeah. Oh, thank God. You know,
I agree with you
Talking to you, there was a couple times where I was like, I got to go.
Yeah.
Because I was fucking anxious talking to
Lewis. There was one time where I was trying to spill my heart out to Lewis at the stand. And he was so Adderalled up that he just didn't pay attention. And I was like, that just hurt. Hurts.
I was keyed in on my own life at that moment.
But then you're just on your phone, and I was like, "Hey, Lewis," and you like looked at me, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm kind of having a tough time going through this breakup." And you go, "Yeah." And you just went back to your phone, and I was like, oh, well, I guess I'll just
I'm fucking thinking at a higher level. You're talking about some bitch you've been dating for 6 months.
It was 10.
Who cares? That's not real love.
You're such a dickhead.
It hurt.
Your friend's reaching out for help, and
doggy,
you fucking
if
shut
you,
up.
If you're
you say doggy again, I'm going to shit on your hand.
If you're in a 10-month relationship,
yes,
that's not enough for me to care.
Care as a friend?
It has to be real fucking love.
All right.
I
don't know
years.
Why you could judge that not in 10 months. Certainly felt real.
Amy Schumer's married less than 6 months.
Yep.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that how long she's known the guy less than 6 months?
Yeah, and your best friend Dave just got engaged less than a year.
No, they were a year and a half.
All right, a year. Yeah, a year. Dickhead.
Year
under
half.
2 years.
Fucking dickhead.
Dickhead.
Dickhead. Doggy
year and a half.
Dickhead.
Are you guys going to kiss now?
No, we're going to fight like we always do. Oh,
how long you and Kim been together?
It'll be a year in May.
Do you love her?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Is that real love?
I mean, that's 10 months.
No, 10 months. No, 2 years.
It's not real love?
If I broke up with Kim and I was bitching about it, you should call me a faggot.
Oh, really? Bitching about it's going
for 10 months.
Yeah, bitching about it's really going, hey, I'm having a tough time going through this breakup.
God, you whiny faggot. Now, I'm replaying it in my head right now.
And you're going back to your phone?
I love Lewis is literally one of five guys who can still say faggot.
I like that Lewis
says anything.
I like that Lewis paints himself into a corner where he's got his own rules he's going to have to live by now. If a breakup happens under 2 years, I'm like, I don't care. And he's like, I'm suicidal. I'm like, you're a pussy.
You don't give a fuck about breaking up with girls, though. You move on quick.
No, what I do is I remind myself that time heals and that...
I hate this. This new drug is the worst drug I've ever
Do you have a throw pillow?
What did you get, a silky terrier?
He goes, I know that behind every cloud, the sun still shines. I hate that. I hate positive Lewis.
If I have 1 foot in tomorrow and 1 foot in yesterday, I'm pissing all over today, faggots. What the fuck?
When I looked down at the sand, there was only one set of footprints.
Then I realized Jesus was being a bitch and riding on my back. Yeah.
I'll tell you, it wasn't a dude carrying me because I'm not a fag.
Hey, where's your poster?
Where'd the chubby guy go? Anybody know?
Oh, God.
All right, great.
I thought he was a ghost.
We're going to find Ava in the hallway strangled.
Yeah. Why did you let him in? Esty comes upstairs. He just killed half of the kitchen staff. Who was that man?
We told him there was no more shawarma here. It was next door. He ate his way through the door.
That is weird that he's not here, right?
I know. How do we not see him leave?
He probably.
And why is that curtain open?
And there's a backpack there. This could be like a marathon situation.
That'll be the best thing ever.
That's Survivor.
That's mine.
No. So, I want to introduce the couch to, what's your name? Shimon.
Use the mic.
Remember we talked about this at the beginning?
Shimon. Yes.
Your name's Shimon.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Orthodox Jew.
Okay. Mazel tov.
Wow.
And who's the Arab next to you?
I'm Stephen.
Stephen what?
Mitchell.
Okay, Stephen.
Stephen Mitchell.
Stephen, welcome to the show.
He's the linebacker's coach for the Florida Gators.
I was just going to say assistant offensive line coach.
Oh, you guys are so fucking...
Linebackers is more...
Okay. I was going to say the water boy.
Okay, that's fun, too.
I was going to say, did you see the chubby guy leave? No. Oh, he just snuck out. Wow, maybe he's a ninja.
Oh, dude. I love if something we said offended him and he left. He's like, oh, I didn't want to hear that live. Too many N-words.
The three N's and the two F's.
He goes, I don't like Lewis's view on love. I've been in something for a year and it's true love.
You got bummed out when B left.
What?
B was true love.
They had a kid.
Right?
And they were together for 3 years.
She didn't leave.
Can he fucking talk for himself?
I'm standing up for him because he's hurt.
All right, you're his assistant.
Hi.
I'm trying to talk to my friend about his relationship.
Can I get you anything?
No. And
what the fuck?
He's a fair boss.
Lewis is in fucking serious CEO mode.
He's got inside the actor's studio vibe.
Yeah, he's an actor today. He's not a comedian.
Me and Bobby and Rob Sprance and Ralph Sutton had a business meeting on the phone yesterday. It's a hilarious like meeting of the fucking minds. Then it just turns into like a pissing contest between me and Rob Sprance. Sick of it.
No, it's not.
Yes, it was.
What are you talking about?
Exactly. Are you guys merging? Is there a merge?
There's a merge.
No.
Shh, don't talk about the merge.
All right, listen.
No details.
All right, listen. No details. But here's the deal.
Time merges Lewis, all wounds.
It's true. I've heard that.
When Lewis talks shit, he has this fucking, it's like a motor that just goes, and it's fuck it. You have to jump in and say blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? And we were talking about these things, and there's just certain things you have to lay down at a new relationship. All right, what about this? What about that? What about this? Yeah, of course, of course, of course. That's pretty much the way it should go. Of course, of course, of course. Absolutely, yes, of course. But you have to say it, because if you don't say it, and then something happens, it's like, well, you guys didn't say anything. Well, I thought you just assumed it. So it was just that. So Rob said something, and Lewis is like, why would we do that to you? Why would you? And it was like, no, Lewis.
No, I was like, Rob, I was the only way that would happen is if we are thieves.
Like, but we've been robbed.
Right, I understand.
We've
that.
Been robbed.
Robbed.
Yes, both of them. Come on.
We've been robbed.
We've been robbed. That should be the name of your reality show.
Ooh.
And you guys come in and you guys redo somebody's house.
Oh.
And then we steal all the shit out of it.
Yeah. You take it from the other room.
And then there's Netflix.
You rape the teenage daughter in the bedroom.
And then you come in and do your show where you put in a security system because you're the one who stole all the shit because you're Puerto Rican.
Yeah, you've been Lewis'd.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then we have a Joe Lisp version of it.
Yeah, you've been listed. And that's where you sell your house after it's all done.
Oh.
Give them all herpes.
Yeah.
What about mine?
You're not in it. Yeah, you're on Billions. Sorry, you have a gig.
Season 3 starts March 25th.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah. I'm
such a fan of the show.
Never watched it.
I know.
Wow. That's your loss.
No. I just don't have time to watch TV shows like that, so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you got fucking all this stuff going on.
You're locked in.
Oh, thank God.
Where did you go?
You really spooked us.
He fell off a wall and it had to be put together by the King's men.
I mean, you almost had it. God damn it, you almost had it. I was cheering for you. I'm not going to lie, when I first heard it, I was like, all right, Lewis.
Give him the bandana. That was a nice hot one.
Thank you.
Oh, I mean, that was a fucking tongue twister and a half.
That was a flat tire. That wasn't a bandana. That was a flat tire. That was a. That was a flat tire.
What?
That was a flat tire.
I was all for you. Look at you panicking.
I am king.
Yeah, Rob yesterday, it was just, I don't think he was a dick thing at
all.
What
was the phone call about?
He beat Lewis, the way you have to know this about you. When you start talking,
it's scary. Yeah.
It's fucking scary.
Legitimately it is.
Your brain is fucking working. It's like on Adderall or whatever the fuck it is.
Dextrin.
You're fucking going, dude, this is the way, what we want to do is we represent the thing. And you're going like, you're listening and all of a sudden it's 10 minutes goes by and you're like, I got to say something. I said something to you yesterday, busting your balls about it, trying to fucking.
Diffuse.
Like, diffuse. Thank you.
Good assist.
And you were like, this, that's not really what we're going to do.
You don't even need that drug. You could have Joe Lish just sit next to you, and he could just tell you all the things that you want to say that would be smart. Yeah.
Oh, the brain drug.
Yeah.
But if I did that, it would be...
Joe Lish is definitely cheaper than the brain drug.
Oh, shit. I think I just shit my pants.
Ew.
Oh, that's okay.
No, I didn't. It's another dry one. Another one
came trying to help. That's all right.
You have those gin and
tonics.
Thanks, Joe. That's good.
Thanks, Joe.
That's good for you.
I feel like your seat's going to be all slippery when wet.
Whoa, living on a prayer. Take my hand.
Keep referencing something.
We'll make it, I swear.
Oh, living on a prayer. Living on a prayer.
Oh, there you go. What was that right there?
Oh, that's a great sweatshirt.
What was that? Merch pump right there.
Bobby doesn't fit in his socks.
Joe's on fire. Joe's on fire. Joe's on fire.
That might have been. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, that YKWD sweatshirt, super comfortable.
Don't forget the truth shirts. There's truth shirts.
I need a truth shirt and a Skanks hoodie.
They're $25.
Is that how you think that you order shirts? You just walk up to me and say,
it hasn't worked in the past. I'm hoping it works now.
What the fuck's wrong with you? What are you going to fucking
just
say?
Just fucking go to the website.
He's your friend.
Shoot me an email. Okay. And I'll make it all come to your house.
Okay. You just say, yeah, I got you, buddy.
Yeah, merch pump, you get everything.
What are you going to fucking attack him like that for?
I didn't attack him.
You did.
He Lewis explained.
You went, what do you think? I talked to me.
That's Lewis explaining stuff.
Just say, dude, I got you, pal.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Thank you, Lewis.
The fuck, dude?
The true shirt really be in the You Know What Dude section.
Also, go to the can you go to the Realize podcast? Because I want a Puerto Rican rattlesnake shirt.
Yeah.
There on the side. Right there. Mike on the right, all the way to the right.
You got it. Oh, he's got it. The drop down as well.
Yeah, look at that. Go Mite. I might get a Go Mite.
I want the fucking Skank. Someone stole my YKWD hoodie and my Skanks hoodie.
That person's going to go down in a blaze of glory.
All right. The suspect is an XXL. That was the last one. I'm sorry. I want a red Go Mite shirt.
Oh, yeah. Can you get it in red?
Can we do a wish list?
Oh, yeah. Let's put together a wish list.
Yes.
Yeah, I want a Go Mite.
I want a Tim Dillon one. I want a Tuesday.
I want a Go Mite hoodie, but I want the Go Mite on the back.
I want a John Bon Jovi t-shirt.
Why do you keep saying John Bon Jovi?
I'm just in a John Bon Jovi mood.
No, you're not. It's
yes,
a reference to something, and
I'm
Gabby is locking up.
Bon Jovi mood.
Gabby wants to kill you right now, and I want to find out what the reference
is. Why?
Is
she getting hot and heavy?
Yeah, I don't know.
Sometimes that's what happens when girls get horny. They get all angry.
What do you call them?
I like Dexatrin Lewis more than I like
Adderall.
Dexatrin, you the fat loss medication?
Yeah, I don't know what you're on. I thought that's what it was. You seemed a little pudgy.
Oh, shit. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Are you shitting your pants?
That was something.
Can you stop shitting your pants?
Yeah.
Do you need something?
Oh, that was a little thought for a big man.
Realized podcast snake t-shirt.
I think I pooped my pants too.
Like legit, like when I pooped my pants at your house?
No, did you shit your pants at my house?
Oh yeah, full underwear.
When?
When I was dog sitting. I told you the story probably 10 times.
Happy poopy.
Is that when you fucked a middle-aged woman at my house?
She wasn't middle-aged at all. She was my ex-girlfriend.
How old was she?
She was, I believe at the time, 24 years old.
I thought she was middle-aged.
No. It's middle. No, it wasn't.
Oh, I thought didn't you fuck an old lady at my house too?
No.
Where'd you fuck the old lady?
I don't know.
Didn't you used to have sex with...
He fucked somebody in your shower.
Yeah, who'd you fuck in my shower?
The older woman.
Yeah, you fucked an old lady in my shower.
Who's going to lie to you?
Yeah.
How old?
She wasn't old. She was like 35.
35? My wife is
our
double
age.
That.
What? This is when I was 25.
Ooh, girl. Go get it, girl.
Thanks, girlfriend.
Yeah. Sorry.
Throwing shade.
I had a guy offer to blow me in Key West.
Hey, how much?
Yeah, free of charge. He offered Sarah. He said, hey, Sarah, if you don't feel like blowing Joe tonight, which I like the idea that she just blows me every night. He said, I'm happy to do it. His name is Pony.
His name's Pony?
Yeah.
How did you turn that down?
Yeah, he's a good looking guy.
Get a blowjob from
like
an outsider.
Hot guy. Handsome guy. White
was he a
shirt.
Native?
What do you mean?
From there.
American?
An Indian.
From there.
For I want to take your snake, Joe, into my mouth cave and pull the spirits deep into my stomach. For I want to live off your essence.
As soon as you said native, I got so excited because I knew it was coming. Yeah, he's like a Key West guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Those people
he was a
weird.
Sexy man, too.
Really? What? Like, how sexy?
He was kind of like distinguished gray, like kind of white hair, older.
They call those beard. They call those silver foxes.
He was a silver fox, yeah.
Wait a minute, like Richie Sambora sexy?
Stop with the Bon Jovi references. I want to know what this is.
I'm making some Bon Jovi references.
Gap.
I just was listening.
Life. And it's now or never.
That song sucks.
The
one that sucks the most is Who Says You Can't Go Home?
How about this one? She's a Little Runaway.
That's great. That's
great
early
song.
Bon Jovi.
Great song.
Great song.
My favorite one is Never Say Goodbye.
That's a good one.
What
not my favorite.
You know which one I like?
Oh, Never Say Goodbye.
You know which one? My daughter works on YKWD. Is that
not
them?
A piece of shit.
Is that them?
You're
a,
you know, what?
What? Oh, I get it.
What?
Really?
What?
No shit. Good for you.
I got pulled because of his shirt, right?
No, not because of his shirt. I don't know why. I have to
dude,
actually,
did your shirt?
It was Bon Jovi. He hit the kill
dude,
button.
It's his shirt. Why?
Because that doesn't get pulled.
Like. Yeah, stupid fuck.
It's a call me stupid fuck again. I'm going to throw
it.
A fucking...
Oh, yeah! This is old YKWD.
Wait a minute, show. Let's down seven beers.
What?
We're still recording, so we can either pull and try to go back up live or just...
I'll put a different shirt on. I just need a different shirt.
I don't think it's your shirt.
What is
it's
it?
It's got to be a shirt because one of the fucking assholes. These why get us off live? Just record. Fuck them live.
Okay,
I'm taking live out. Live,
no,
because you no, because these silly.
You know what you can do? You can start streaming. Why can't it be on Gas Digital? Not even be on the network.
These fucking assholes watch it just to fucking. If you say the N word, they'll fucking report it and they fucking turn.
They can't
it down.
Report it for
yes,
saying the N word.
Yes, they can.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Off of what's website?
I say the N-word weekly on Legion of Skanks.
Nobody watches that.
I know 100,000 million people.
Shut up. I'm kidding. Shut
hey,
up.
Man, I'm alive, taking each day and night.
That reminds me. Legion of Skanks will be live in Los Angeles the last week of March. I'm still on that, right, doggy?
Feeling
on,
like doggy. A Monday, so but someday I'll be Saturday night.
What?
Still recording. Nothing stopped the recording, but we're not live.
Yeah, because you said the N-word.
That's not true.
That's not true.
You can't.
It was because you said mean things about Blue Apron.
You know what I bet it was? I bet you my rendition of It's My Life was so accurate
yes.
that they were like, dude,
yes.
that's copywritten music.
This has happened to
and
me
the
before.
The algorithm popped it up.
This happened to me on the bonfire when we sang Crash Test Dummies. Mm-mm-mm. It was too good, and they pulled it for copyright infringement.
We're going down in a blaze of glory.
I like that
shut
one, too.
Down, yeah. down.
Lord, I never drew first, but I drew first blood. I'm a young gun. Call me young gun.
Joe's singing consistently doing this.
Yo, every song is this.
I know the deep tracks, bro.
No, you don't.
It's not a deep track. It was a fucking major film.
That's a huge hit.
Young Guns?
Yeah, yeah. When people think of Bon Jovi, they think of the Young Guns 2 soundtrack.
I do. I'm an LDP guy. I'm a Lou Diamond Phillips.
I remember the chick was naked on the horse, and I was in summer camp. We saw it, and I was like, are you fucking kidding? He goes to the top of her ass crack.
Yeah, yeah.
Got a little bone.
What about
a little bone.
Christian Slater, yeah. right at the end of his, and that right at the when he jumped the shot. Now he's back.
I don't remember that part.
He is back in Mr. Robot.
Second one's not as good.
Ooh, love that show.
No, the second one's better.
That's
Young
ridiculous.
Guns 2? What are you doing, doggy? Why are you taking a picture of me? You want to get fucked up?
What is going on?
Are you fucked up, doggy?
I like that Lewis still fights through the pills to be Lewis.
You want to get fucked up? Are you recording me? Are you live streaming this?
I'd love for you to fucking throw some
hey,
slugs.
Patty Garrett, that's what I used to call you.
Can you please stop?
All right, well, I just wanted to let you know I could go deeper.
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's a B-side.
I don't even know that song.
I had to go into my phone multiple times to figure out Bon Jovi references.
I love Bon Jovi. I listen to Bon Jovi constantly.
Do you?
He's a fucking love him.
I wish we had some sort of connect.
Love him.
To the band.
I listen to it all the time.
It?
Bon Jovi. One of my Max's favorite song.
Happy
That's how bad Bon Jovi is.
It's
a
4-year-old.
Old. 4-year-old identifies with the music. You know what else he identifies with? Santa.
Dum dum da cow dum dum cow.
But in Max's defense, my favorite album at his age was Huey Lewis and the News.
No, he's just calling you a doo doo cow.
He goes
doo doo cow.
Doo doo cow's definitely.
Get a doo doo cow shirt. Come on.
Doo doo cow shirt.
You gotta get a doo doo cow shirt.
I love the doo doo cow. Cow doo doo cow.
He's going da
da doo doo cow.
Doo doo cow.
Da da doo. Doodoo cow. Doodoo cow was so good that Joe immediately went that pointed her. Yeah. Write that down as a
brown chicken doodoo cow.
doodoo cow's my favorite new thing.
Doodoo cow.
Doodoo cow.
Are Sounds like a off? Chinese dish.
Are we back on?
You're back on live?
Oh shit.
And
I really should have.
And we're up, and we're gone. And it's back off. Doo-doo cow. Doo-doo cow.
Joe, I'm sorry I came down so hard on your singing.
That's okay.
Joe, I loved it.
I think I'm doing a good job, really.
I mean, I don't think you are, but I'm sorry I came down hard.
I think I like it. I like it a lot.
Hey, Patty Garrett. Nope. That's what I used to call you.
Who's that?
That's Bon Jovi, dog.
What song?
Deep Track.
Yeah, I thought you guys knew the fucking biggest movie of all time.
Which one was that? The biggest movie of all time. It's one of our favorite movies.
Young Guns?
Yeah, it's Young Guns 2 soundtrack.
Also on it?
Yes. Santa Fe? You listening to Santa Fe? Or is that just me?
I thought it was just a type of taco.
It's what?
Wow.
What?
All right, can I give it to
When have you ever had a Santa Fe taco?
You already
Taco
Bell, idiot.
All right.
Yeah. Take that.
Can I just say how defensive you got?
Louis so got quickly. Very defensive.
Louis goes, it's a fucking Taco Bell, you moron.
Santa Fe Taco Bell, idiot.
Taquiera Santa Fe.
Tacos. Taco Kisses.
Are you guys on the Patrice benefit tonight?
No.
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 I did it last year.
You did it last year?
Right. I don't believe in the cause.
Were you friends with Patrice at all?
I mean, I was friendly enough with him, yeah. I went to his house once.
You did where? Whoa. Which one?
For Thanksgiving. I think it was Thanksgiving, one of the barbecues, something like that. It was a lot of food, a lot of food.
Oh, shit.
What Thanksgiving? It was Thanksgiving.
It sounds like you're lying because you're repeating. Oh, it was good. It was a lot of food, a lot of food.
A lot of people there. A lot of Dave Chappelle was there. Chris Rock was there.
Couches. He had speakers at one point.
There was food. There was
there was some black
drinks.
People. There was a lot of black people.
Yeah.
He was mean to a couple people, but nice to another couple other people.
Lewis doesn't care for the term black people. He shortens it.
Yeah, significantly to get us kicked off online stuff.
They're not really people.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Are you finding Santa Fe tacos?
Friends? No, I wasn't friends with them at all.
Not a thing so far.
Yeah. At all? You didn't know him at all?
I just spent 2 barbecues at DePaulo's house with him. But we never had each other's number.
One of my favorite, Patrice knew who Joe was because one of my favorite things ever were Joe, Norman, and Sam Marilla and I were walking into the cellar before we were all passed there. And we walk in and Patrice is walking out and Patrice goes, Joe goes, hey, Patrice. He goes, hey, Joe. And then just a second later goes, I don't want to meet your goofy friends. So we just kept walking by. It was one of my favorite things ever.
I can't believe it was 5 years.
5 years?
Really?
5 years. You think about it, too. 5 years.
2011 or 2012. Shit,
my son might have been reincarnated as Patrice.
Is that what you're going to hope?
How cool.
You're putting him in fedoras? You are putting him in fedoras.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think. He'd be 38.
He didn't wear fedoras, you dumb.
What did he wear? What hat?
He wore like Jewish hats, like the Hasidic Jews hats.
They're called yarmulkes. I don't think I ever saw him wearing one.
Oh. Yeah. Like, you know, one of his hats, a couple of them were those, the big black ones.
Cowboy hats.
Top hats?
No. That was his head, Bobby.
Daddy had this big black thing.
Dude, he used to wear a gorilla mask.
He didn't
mask.
Wear that. Yeah, he had those, yeah.
What? That's not what he wore at all.
Absolutely.
No.
I have one, you fuck.
Dude, he used
I know,
to
it's
wear...
right over there, and it's not that.
Dude, he used to wear the same hat that the guards outside hat. Of...
That's not a Hasidic Jew hat.
Is that actually one of his hats,
yeah.
though?
Yeah.
There he is right there. There's Patrice.
This is the one...
That's not a Hasidic Jew.
Is that a Patrice O'Neal worn hat?
This is his hat.
Yeah, he's got a big head. Fuck.
Yeah, he did. Size 8. Good
that
for
was
him.
His hat that was given to me. That was his hat. His mom and Vaughn gave all his friends a hat.
That's awesome. That's not a Hasidic Jew hat, though.
That's just
no,
a
that's
fedora.
One of his hats.
No, that's like a black pimp hat.
But everybody who got a hat was like, dude, I got the one that he wore in his special. It's like, no, you don't.
Yeah, you guys no all did that?
No,
you guys all
kept
yeah, you guys all said the one where you go, I got this one where he got...
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool.
He never wore that hat.
No, he, this is his hat. No, he
Vaughn just went to a hat store and bought 15 of them and went, this is Patrice's, sprayed some of his cologne on it. There you go.
Look at the phone.
Wait, so it's been, wait, no, it's been 7 years. It's been 7 years.
7 years. Yeah. Sorry, 7 years.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
What a shitty friend you are.
Yeah, because I was going to say he died in 2011 or 2012.
No, he's been dead.
He didn't accept the first 2 years.
It only felt like 5 years. Yeah.
Well, it's weird because then Keith had a stroke.
Yeah.
Which was fucking awful. And then Colin just had a heart attack.
Ew.
So. I know, and everyone was praying for
it's
Voss.
It's gonna be so
right?
funny that, yeah, it's gonna be funny if he's the only one that Voss makes it.
Oh, Voss will be like, they're all gone.
Yeah,
all of them.
I lose a couple.
They're
of
all
feet.
Gone.
Yeah. I lose feet. Norton gets AIDS.
Oh,
finally,
dude. If you have fucking war, if you have war vet legs where there's a little stubby,
I gotta roll in. You guys hate me because you gotta pick me
oh,
up.
Oh shit, Lieutenant Bob.
Oh god, I can't wait for Born on the 4th of July.
Dude, you should have just let me
Bobby.
Die, dude.
I go. Bobby Kelly got new legs. Bobby. You got no legs. metal.
There's just Voss, a fit, still got abs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He'll still be jacked when he's 70.
He is pretty funny.
Oh, call coming in.
How cool would it be if it was Patrice?
Oh, like White Noise with Michael Keaton.
Oh my God, how cool would it be?
Shut up,
dummy. Bobby, shut up.
Nigga, this podcast sucks.
I just got taken off.
Nobody.
There was a call from the other side.
Who was it? Who was it?
The devil.
Don't say that, Gabby.
Sorry.
Don't invite the devil.
What the fuck is this? I still have his number. Want to call it?
Patrice?
Yeah, hell yeah. I want to call Patrice's number.
Yeah.
Let's see what would happen.
Here it is. You ready?
I don't want to talk to you.
I don't think
friend.
Much is going to happen.
What if something does happen?
Like what? Someone picks it up and goes, hello, I'm at work. Hi.
Hey, Patrice.
The number you dialed is not a working number.
Because he's dead.
They take it that slow?
I bet you really wish your friend was alive, don't you?
The number you dialed is not a working number.
He's still dead, Bobby.
What do you think was going to happen?
Patrice is going to pick up?
What if somebody hits it and they're like, hello? And
I was do you have like, a voicemail?
Who's this? And they went, who's this? That's and I was like, Patrice, and he went.
And then he was like, get better at improv.
He goes, yeah, you need to know how to riff better. This is going nowhere.
We should have Kevin Meaney benefit, you know?
What?
Yeah, Kevin Meaney was great.
Yeah.
Were you friends with him?
I was friends with him.
Yeah.
Friendly.
Well, do one. You're friends with him. Do it.
Well, it's just...
I mean, I'm not friends with him anymore.
I don't know. Do I have anybody that I'm really close with that died?
Not even alive, really.
Like, that's a thing about it.
Do you not laugh at anything that's mean to you, or are you just fucking stone-faced?
No, you're right. I'm really bad at taking a hit.
I like that this new drug's making Lewis very passive aggressive.
He really stinks. I don't like it.
He's emo Lewis now. He goes, why would I when everyone just text dumps on me?
He really fucking
it's hard for a cloud. It's hard for a cloud to cry all the time because that's all clouds do is cry. I'm always raining. You like the Incredible Hulk? I'm always getting shit on.
I usually let Dan run out of steam. I don't like it.
He let me punch out. He rope-a-doped me.
I don't like Lewis's new technique.
I'm going like this. I'm going like, Lewis, fucking give up.
Lewis it's like just, Rocky and Rocky 3. He's let him punch himself out.
Lewis just calmly waits you out until you fucking run out of steam.
What's he doing? He's losing. Nah, he's getting angry. He's getting real ass.
Still there.
Oh, he's there.
He's back. I think we
lost. But then we lost another one.
Yeah, but I don't know.
No, I'd say he's more stomach.
It probably was the Jew hat thing that pissed him off.
Oh.
That guy's legit.
He's Orthodox.
Did he
he's
leave?
He's legit.
No, he's in the bathroom.
Oh.
More like worth a dick.
Crying.
You got it.
I'm going to say that to him when he gets back.
Yeah, save it, bud. Save
I
that
guess it's 7 years, but how long is the... This is the fifth annual, or is it the sixth annual?
Yeah. I think it's the sixth annual, because last year was the fifth annual.
Okay, sixth annual.
Took a couple years to run out of money, then they had to fire up the benefit.
Yeah.
Are you on it?
Tonight I am, yeah.
You
Who
else
are?
Is on it?
I took a couple years off, because I just felt like other people... There's other people that were friends with Patrice that wanted to do it.
All right, so here's the lineup. I want to see the lineup.
What's the lineup? Let's see.
Brendan Burns, Bill Burr.
His good friend, Sam Jay.
Pete Corielli, Sam Jay, Jessica
Who's Sam
Kirsten.
Jay?
She's a comic writer on
She's very funny.
SNL. Cypher Sounds, Rich Voss, Jim Norton, Jessica Kirsten.
Rich hosts every year, so he's on it every year. Norton's on it every year. Colin would have been on it.
Maybe he can call in.
Bill Burr puts it on with Maureen.
That's pretty good.
Doggy. Mm-hmm. That was fucking solid.
That was pretty solid.
Maybe he can call in.
Call in.
Call in.
I got it.
I don't think he did.
Absolutely. I got it the first fucking time.
Call in.
That's MJ.
Oh, yeah. I met her the other night walking down the street.
You sure?
Yeah, I swear to God.
You sure it was her?
She walked up to me.
Do you think all black people are the same?
No.
Do you think that's Patrice?
No.
Mike is losing his shit over there.
Mike, you all right?
What's happening, Mike?
What?
We have to do the read.
Oh, oh, shit. Yeah.
Mike, you let us flow?
He was giving Gabby bedroom eyes.
No, Mike, thank you, Mike. Mike's a good producer. He's got to fucking get these in. Where'd you go? You go take a pee-pee? All right.
They have that. They have sort of like an I'll be there for you type of energy between them.
I'll be there for you. These five words I swear to you. When you breathe, I want to be there for you. I'll be there for you.
I live it or die for you.
For you.
I got it.
Words can't say
what love can do. I'll be there for you.
I legitimately thought you guys were going to do the theme song for Friends. Yeah. I apologize.
DeepDiscount.com. Lewis knows all about this.
I love
DeepDiscount.com is a loyal sponsor to my show and a great site to save money on all your favorite shows. There's just a few more days left in February to save an additional 15% when you enter code YKWD15 at checkout. That's 15% off all your orders of TV shows, movies, and music too. At DeepDiscount.com, you'll save on award-winning films, too, like Goodfellas, love that movie, The Hateful Eight, The Green Mile, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, and The Grand Budapest Hotel, and so many more. So go see for yourself. And be sure to use my code, YKWD15, during the month of February to save 15% off all your favorite titles. Stop searching. Buy it and watch it when you want. You'll find new releases, too. This week, Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, starring Woody Harrelson. He's a sheriff. And Frances McDormand, she challenges his ability to solve the brutal murder of her daughter. This movie is full of bizarre, unexpected turns. It's kind of like a dark comedy thriller. Get your copy for a great price at deepdiscount.com. Be good to yourself. Buy your favorites. Support my sponsor. You're supporting the show. Click the Deep Discount logo on my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly. This way, they'll know I sent you. If you use that link right there. Be sure to enter the code YKW15 all through February for an extra savings. Get 15% off on all your music and video purchases. Watch it when you want. Check it out now. DeepDiscount.com. Thank you, Deep Discount.
Oh, shit. So there was a mass shooting again.
Oh, come on, Bob. God. We're trying to have fun. When, today?
No, good it was time, in Florida. Dog.
Come being an asshole.
Do you know that you can go in Florida at 18 and buy a handgun or an assault rifle?
Yeah, you can do that in Arizona. You can do that in Arizona, too.
With nothing.
Arizona, yeah. You can walk into a gun show and just fucking walk out with a gun.
At 18?
Yeah.
You can just walk in.
My roommate went in to a gun show in Arizona and legitimately, by the way, this is in my This Is Not Happening story, which comes out today on tomorrow on YouTube. But he walked in.
Oh, you still did the show?
I rocked an Ari shirt. I actually talked to Ari about it, about doing the show.
Weird.
Is it weird? Because I told Ari I wanted to bail and then he asked me not to because it'd fuck over the crew.
He actually told me to bail and I did.
Yeah.
That's impossible because I know he didn't tell people to
bail. No, he didn't tell people to bail, but everyone that was his real friend bailed. I bailed. You bailed?
I bailed.
Oh, so Big J's not his friend either?
I didn't also bail
this season.
Big J did it this season.
He had them pull it, I swear to God.
He didn't have them pull it.
I swear to God, Big J had them pull it.
I have the lineup and when it's coming out. His episode's coming out in 2 weeks.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, look it up. We talked about it on LinkedIn. He had them pull it.
He had him pull it.
It was a whole thing. Are you kidding?
Why did Ari tell me to do it then?
I don't know.
I filmed it in an Ari Shaffir shirt.
Yeah, you did it.
I hate all of
it. It feels like you're mocking Ari in the shirt.
Yeah, I go like this. I go, boo, I want a black host.
It's understandable. I mean, you don't have a lot going on in your career, so you got to take any opportunity. Yeah,
listen, I'm willing to step on my friends' throats to get to the top. Lewis, you're next.
We know.
Oh, really? Bobby? Go fuck yourself.
I didn't do it. I couldn't. I didn't want to do it.
I called Ari.
I couldn't do it because I had a movie thing. I like this new drug.
I really don't like.
I like it.
What? I fucking hate you. I what? Called Ari and talked to him, and you're asking like I'm a
friend. Well, you're
like,
really solidifying the fact that you're a terrible friend.
I love the new
shitty to Ari.
I love
you
the new Lewis.
I hate what?
Me?
Goddamn right I do. You're just fucking solidifying that.
Ari said he's over it, if it means anything.
I can't stop looking at Lewis's shirt, too. It's fucking, I just want to suck your tits right
now. Just kiss me.
Those are such good titties. I love the nipples.
Those are perfect tits.
Perfect tits.
One's underneath aren't bad either.
Yeah, I was going to say, Lewis, you have perfect tits.
I do have perfect tits.
I didn't do it, but I couldn't do it. I was going to have to switch it around, and it just worked out that I was like, dude, I have this thing I have to do, so it works out for me. Yeah. So I didn't do it.
It is bizarre seeing
I had
the,
something else I
poster.
Had I booked that I it was going to be too hard to
well,
do.
Well, I called Ari, and I was like, hey, I don't want to do this if you're not hosting it. And he's like, I appreciate that. He's like, but because Ralphie May bailed, a couple other people bailed.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, do you want me to bail? And he's like, at this point, you're just fuck over the crew, and he's like, that's why the show.
But who's the
season.
Producer though?
I think
who's the guy?
Had a better excuse than you though.
It was yeah, Ralphie.
Who's
died.
The producer
I have an
guy?
Excuse, so, well, I'm sorry. Well, I have a question. Would you say you love Ari?
Yeah,
you
love him. Love him, death.
Well, with that attitude, I think you give love a bad name.
You give love.
Can I tell you this? Out of all your Bon Jovi references, I was the most excited for that one and the most disappointed.
That one was really great, I thought.
I liked it.
I felt bad because I'm not good at mustering up like a fake laugh. I was hoping someone else would do it, but it was funny. I mean, technically, that should be a bomb, Dana. There was zero response.
I have it.
But he already caught one for the flat tire, so we'll call it even.
That was like a bomb, but a really great bomb.
But Ari was like, yeah, you're going to...
We know.
Eric Abrams,
his
executive producer, was like, he's going to fuck over Eric, and I don't want you to do that to
him. I talked to Eric. I felt bad. I almost did it because I felt bad for Eric. I like Eric a lot.
Yeah, I like Eric, too.
But it was just...
And he's not the one that fired
Eric's
Ari.
Eric's a cuck.
You think Eric's a cuck?
Yeah.
This is Lewis. Lewis just wants to say cuck, but then also doesn't realize that he could... God, I hope
I like
Eric Abrams is
I like the word
a
cuck.
Fan of this show and also has to book Lewis on something.
Yeah, he's not listening. His wife's getting fucked right now. He's watching it.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's what a cuck does.
You don't like the guy?
I'm kidding. I don't know who he is.
Oh.
His wife is Ari's manager.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Yeah.
So.
Highlight this part. Mark it.
Yeah. Put this out on Instagram.
This is the one we're going to put out on Instagram.
But also,
just make sure
I wasn't just being booked on the show anyway. Don't worry.
What?
Oh, so you didn't give up on the show. So you were lying to make me feel bad.
Oh, you believed all of this?
Yeah.
You're a fag.
I am.
I knew he didn't really believe it, but a part of him really did.
Yeah, there was a part of me that really believed it. I was like, God damn it, my bad friend.
I didn't really do it because of that.
Well, you had something else.
I was a true
No, you just
friend.
Admitted it, that you would pick another gig over Ari's. Show.
No, not over
Sorry,
our show.
It's our
not
show.
Over our show.
He's still the executive producer.
He was not.
Yes, he is.
It was not.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Fuck that. I'm getting all sweaty. I feel like my
take your tit. Well, your
texogen might be I got a
What's the drug again?
I got a batch of bad medicine.
Ah, there we go. I liked that one better because he made eye contact with Gavin.
But it was so telegraphed and he couldn't get it out.
No, he got it out.
No, I think it was good.
It was
good.
You kidding?
It was better.
I like this part.
He literally perked up in his chair and was like, I got a...
But he made eye contact with Gabby and that's
and
what
counts.
And
then literally the podcast moved on.
I like
and then he just said, bad medicine.
I liked it.
No.
That's bullshit.
I think you retold it wrong.
That one was horrible.
Dan, it wasn't, you know...
Modi...
What?
Modafinil.
No, that's not
Modafinil.
No.
Modafinil. That's what Dr. Steve texted us.
Ask him the real name.
Dr. Steve said we can call him.
It said Modafinil.
Call Dr. Steve. Steve.
Modafinil.
Yeah. Call Dr. Steve.
Modafinil.
Providil.
Providil, that's it.
Providil.
We said Providil before.
Yeah, we did, and you didn't say
asshole.
Anything. Lewis
I'm not on it, though. That's
White Providil.
If I was on it, then I would have known it.
That's good.
Can I have another breve latte? Is it possible?
Lewis, you bad girl.
Breve, fucking queer. Providil. It's a brain drug, and it makes you smarter. And it's better than Adderall because it doesn't make you like that.
Eat pussy?
Yeah. Do an impression of a turkey?
Yeah.
Why would you ruin this?
Oh my god.
You tied around your neck and kill yourself? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you should do it.
You just a bunch of those noises for the rest of the podcast?
You should do an impression of a turkey on Thanksgiving. Go in the oven. Schindler's List.
Thanks, Dan.
Why'd you say Dan? Joe. It's Joe.
Joe's going to be like, wow, that was a good one.
No, I don't.
It was terrible.
I mean, it was a purposefully bad one.
See?
I will say that. But I tell you, I like the bomb dana. I like to call it a bomb dana, not the bomb bandana like you've been doing for 8 years, you fucking dum-dum.
It's been 7 years.
Whatever. You don't even know how long ago your friend died.
I was waiting for that. I was waiting for you to say that.
What's going on with the Bon Jovi? What happened with Bon Jovi?
Yeah, why is... have you guys not talked about this?
Piece of shit.
Why am I a piece of shit?
You're the TMZ of comedy.
Oh, that's fun, though. What a cool new title. Like you're
really
a real-ass dude.
That's really dope.
You're the...
thanks.
Can I just give you a new nickname?
Real-ass dude. If to the TMZ... Get the TMZ noise so we can do it with Lewis's. Real-ass dude.
I don't want to give TMZ hits.
Okay.
Why? You don't like TMZ?
They're horrible.
Why?
What are you talking about? They're celeb gossip horseshit.
It's the same
worst
shit,
part of
doggy.
Our
it's the whole fucking.
What doggy? Will you stop with the fucking doggy,
doggy,
Long Island,
can I tell you this?
California
love
dummy?
It. I love Lewis's use
of
doggy.
Do. Of course you do.
I think it's great.
Because if I say I hate it, you'll love it. I know
that's not.
I know how you work, Dan.
No, it's not that. That's not how that when you
stop
say
stop doing
love
Bill
it
Burr, okay? Relax.
Yeah, fucking come to the Patrice benefit, then.
Listen, doggy.
Good time. Good timing on that sound effect,
yeah,
Mike.
Great stuff.
I didn't want it to.
Mike's acting like his dad's a rock star.
Come on, let's go.
Wait, is that true?
I don't even know if this works yet, man.
Is your dad Bon Jovi?
No.
Yes, he is.
Stop it.
Her dad. His. Her dad's Bon Jovi.
It's not the right one.
All
right,
get another one.
Do
another.
Wow, that's exciting.
Wait, your dad's not Bon Jovi.
No, he's the keyboardist.
Okay.
Was he in the band in the '80s?
Yeah.
Wow.
Is he still in the band?
Is this how
did
you
he
doing
meet your
it
mom backstage? What?
This is how you doing it?
He's gonna be in the Hall of Fame.
This is how you doing it.
What do you want me to do it?
I don't know.
A big reveal.
Never
naked.
Supposed to come up.
Just why would you let him break you like that?
I mean, it wasn't really a break.
I mean, it's Lewis been the whole.
Break it's you better than the way that
it's
I wanted
fine
to break her.
Oh.
What?
I like Bobby's salacious thing. Better than the way I wanted to break her.
That's a
ooh, what a salacious turn.
That is your best impression. That's the fucking Cowardly Lion.
Put him up.
Put him up. Put him up.
Did you get it yet?
Holy shit.
Mike. Yeah, Mike, what's up, dude?
Get the fucking sound effect.
It's
holy
over. It's way
shit
over.
Shit.
I don't even want to do this anymore. I don't even want to do this podcast anymore. I don't even want to.
YouTube's ever TMZ.
Is that it?
It's a boom sound effect.
It's supposed to be boom, boom, boom. It doesn't even say TMZ. It says boom, boom sound boom effect.
Just type boom, in TMZ. Boom.
Just type in TMZ and then go to any clip and then
no,
it'll
sound
open
effect.
With it.
No, no.
It just right there. It'll just open with whatever. Watch. It just. There it is. That's all we need.
Now isolate it. Isolate it.
Start it
again. Put it on the board. We got it in the future.
Yeah, then
you
it goes.
Can put it on
ready?
The board.
Mike, go. Real ass dude. Real ass dude. Real ass dude. Yeah, see? Wasn't even worth it.
That's because you're a professional broadcaster, though.
Gabby,
broadcaster.
Your dad was in Bon Jovi in the fucking 80s. How crazy
meet,
is that?
Did he meet your
that's
mom?
That's why Gabby's so hot.
Yeah, you're
mom
a rock
has,
baby.
Her mom has to be a smoke show.
Was your mom, how did your parents meet?
No rock star.
High school?
Oh, she was in high school and he fucked her? What a monster. I love him.
What? He what? Oh, he fucked a girl in high school?
He was in high school, too.
A real rock star. That's
why is he a monster?
Rock star.
He's still in those 30s. He was the same age.
Oh, he was also in high school.
Yeah, you fucking creep.
Oh, I thought he set his keyboard up outside of the high school.
Yeah. All the girls, like, fucking came out like rats.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
So they were high school sweethearts?
Yeah.
Did he stay loyal on the road?
No
way.
Really?
What?
Of course not.
Wait a minute. Stop.
What?
You're ratting your dad out?
Oh, he did stay loyal.
Oh, how do you know he's really your dad then?
No, fuck all that shit.
Know.
Fuck Bobby getting for real though, he didn't stay loyal.
Wait, he fucked Olivia
no,
Newton-John?
Nothing?
I don't know. I'm trying to get to the real story.
Can I
take that?
I
you stepped on my Olivia Newton-John.
Why are you stepping on the truth?
I fucking had
you're
a good
stepping
job
on the truth!
We'll never know if
no
it was
one
funny
knows about all those idiots! We'll never
know!
Skip.
No, pass, no way, Skip. No pass.
I don't know if I could talk
so
about
your dad
this.
We're blowing out.
Listen,
who knows?
Gabby.
Slow down, everyone!
Gabby, do not listen to me. Look at me.
In the Bon Jovi
charismatic fuck faces are gonna make you
Gabby,
might
look at
say
me
something
look at me
that you don't want to say.
Look
Bobby,
at me.
Bobby,
now
can
control
you stop
yourself.
Bobby, stop.
All right?
Because
I'm not deleting
Bobby,
this.
Stop.
And if you dad,
Bobby, stop being a cock block, you fucking
Bobby,
asshole.
You're right.
Answer,
stop it.
You're right.
Stop it, Bobby.
Very
Bobby.
Hold on.
Lewis, carefully.
Take care of Bobby. Hold on real quick.
Bobby. Bobby, look over here. Ooh.
Hey, Gabby.
Hey,
how you doing?
Distracted. So, in the pussy draft of Bon Jovi, what number was your dad selecting backstage?
Pass.
What? No, you can't.
I have to.
Bobby, you fucked it up. Now we can't get any info.
No, she's really dumb, Dan. Keep on going.
Okay. So he didn't stay loyal.
It's like a little.
At all. Like, how many times did he get caught? Did your mom catch him?
Pass.
No, you can't pass.
I got to pass.
Did your mom catch him?
I got to pass.
At what age did... are your parents
Gabby!
Divorced?
Gabby! Look at me!
Is it because of that?
Huh? Listen to me.
Gabby, you can talk about
this. Just called me dumb.
She is dumb.
I know.
I'm not dumb.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
Look at me.
You're fucking dumb.
Yeah, you are.
That's true.
Yeah, Lewis is dumb.
Lewis is dumb?
Lewis is dumb. Yeah. Lewis is smart at two things.
What? Fucking?
Yeah! 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 Yeah.
That's a great sentence. Lewis is smart at fucking.
He fucks smart. Well, no, no, no. We should move to the bed. To be, to be smart, you go, fucking outside is illegal. We'll move this indoors. The more
Gabby,
you know.
How much can you talk about? Why don't you want to talk about your dad being a
I'm
bon
so interested in your dad it. Getting puss from
Slow
being
down.
A keyboardist.
Dan, can I interview for a second?
I'll tell you.
I'm the only one here who actually knows how to interview people. I'm
what
the only one who knows how to interview people.
You're an idiot.
Professional broadcaster on SiriusXM interviewing fighters weekly for 2 years straight.
Yeah, that's
true.
Hard to do. That's hard to do.
It's true.
What'd you do for training? I do a lot. It's good, you know.
No, that's not what I did. I actually
had a bad win.
Wait, hold on. You want to interview me as a fighter?
I will. Right. So what do you think about this fight?
You know, I'm just real proud to come out of this camp. I'm feeling a lot better.
So Rick Shapiro?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Man, I don't know, man.
Now, who's next for you right now, though?
Whoever they're going to put in the octagon with me, you know? I'm just looking for another fight from Dana.
Yeah.
Just hoping to get out there.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Now, are you in the top five now? How does that feel?
It feels pretty good, you know. Me and my team, we've put in a lot of work, and you know, we're just ready for that to pay off.
Yeah. I'm waiting for this bit to pay off.
Interview Gabby.
Gabby.
Yeah.
What did you have like a deal with your dad where he was like, hey, don't you know, if you do the show, don't go on the podcast and talk about me?
No.
Okay, then why are we not talking
about this? Does he talk to you in pure keyboard? How cool would that be?
I understand it. I'm
Dad,
you'll never understand me.
Bring that up. Wouldn't that be great if he just brought that up? Gabby, look at me. Listen.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
That's not what we're doing, Dan. We're not understanding any songs.
Okay. Are you? Does your dad mind that you talk about him?
He doesn't give a shit.
About
that's
you.
My own.
She hasn't talked to her dad in 20 years.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's actually great for her and him. She has a really good family.
Does Jay?
She has a brother. And the mom and the dad, and they're kind of cool. They're not like
they're cool.
Stiffs, right?
Are your mom and dad still together?
No, my stepmom.
Does JBJ let your dad solo?
That's
pretty
JBJ.
Cool. JBJ.
Uncle Have
JBJ?
You met JBJ?
Yeah.
Oh, of course he did.
Oh, is his hair is...
Oh, can I smell your ass?
Why?
Yes.
Yeah,
what?
Okay, well, did you just say yes?
Why is his ass touching JBJ?
Wrong, no.
I went, what? What?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, wow. Gabby went full go. You go, can I smell your ass? He goes, sure. And you're like, oh.
Wait,
tell him that fucked up thing that he did to your father.
No, I'm kidding.
JBJ?
I'm kidding. Did he do something?
Whoa! Behind the music.
I'm kidding.
What did I say when we talked about that?
I'm kidding. What? She's lying.
Who is the
bitch? No, she's not. She's really mad.
I swear to God, she's
Gabby
lying.
Gabby is a terrible actress, if there's one thing I know about her.
She's a great actress.
You are really dogging on me today.
Yeah.
Doggy. I like it. Use my language.
It's called actor now. Female actor.
Oh, that sucks.
Gabby is a terrible stewardess.
True,
they're called plain cunts.
Fucking idiot. Gabby.
Yeah. Yes.
How come you are you? Do you play music? Do you sing?
A little bit.
You do.
Yeah.
Let's hear.
Can you tickle those keys?
A little bit.
Do you want to do it?
Whoa, we're halfway there.
Okay, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
No.
That's her, Gavin.
That's a dad.
Mike with accidentally great timing. He just got to it.
Sitting on it, wait.
But this is actually an interesting thing. Here's the thing. All right, you're not going to. Obviously, you don't have to answer any questions you don't want to, but I think that's a fucking interesting thing.
Do you? You think that having a famous rock star's daughter on my show is no shit.
Soon to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
She's been here for a year, and this is the first
time
she's
brought it up. Yeah.
She's been here for 6 months.
So that's not true love.
Her dad is like fictional you in the show.
She asked, she didn't want to talk about it. So I said, okay, fine.
She doesn't care.
She didn't care.
Look at her. She's
not like he's JBJ. If it was JBJ, I'm like, I get it.
It's been long enough that I could talk about it now.
It's been.
It's up to you. Talk about whatever.
Well,
don't do that. Now it's going to be my head.
Well, your dad is cool.
Yeah, my dad doesn't care. That was my own.
Right. And he's from Jersey.
Choice.
He was in the band.
Can we get him on the phone?
No.
How did he know JBJ?
They grew up together.
They grew up together.
Yeah.
Hold on, we're going to call him Debbie's dad.
I know how they met.
How?
Hey, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
JBJ got a deal, a record deal, needed a band.
No.
Can I finish my story?
We're talking about Jackie Bradley Jr., by the way.
John Bon Jovi needed a band. He had a song. He got a gig at a place.
He's in Jersey.
Needed a band.
James Baldwin Johnson?
Her father, right? They got together. Then they met Richie at another gig. Saw them play. He was in
Richie
another
Redding.
Band. And Tito was there too, right?
Tito
Ortiz.
Tito.
Oh, awesome.
What's his name?
The original, Tico. The bad boy from Huntington Beach.
Tico.
Tico.
Sorry.
Huntington Beach Bad Boy.
Yeah, and then they were on a bus. And then they were like, "Yo, I know you." And he was like, "I know you." And they were like, "Let's go down to
this
fucking
the
Asbury
worst.
Park." And he was like, "Let's go."
This sounds like when a little kid is lying to his parents about what happened and he goes, "And then they were on a bus, but the bus wasn't going anywhere."
How did they meet?
My dad's best friend is John's cousin.
Yeah.
John, you asshole. Look at her.
What?
John.
Mr. Jovi?
John's cousin.
We call him
Mr. Bon Jovi?
We call him JBJ. That's
JBJ.
I'm never going to
do that.
Bon Jovi, but your dad, does anybody ever try to get to John through you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
What?
I am.
Yeah. I'm trying to talk to your dad about his sweet Casio skills.
Yeah. Well, we have him on the phone, right?
Yeah, he's
right here. Yeah. Let's see.
Hello, sir. Gabby's dad?
That's interesting. No shit.
I didn't know that.
Cool. Wow.
I did not know
Gabby,
that.
Gabby, were you always like that as a child?
Yeah. It's good to know we both have herpes. That was really neat.
He definitely has herpes, though, because, I mean, he's a rock star in the fucking 80s.
Not
80s?
That.
He probably has the hip.
Yeah. I fucked him.
100%.
The fucking hip.
Sorry. He's banging without rubbers out there. There's...
Well, how old are you?
23.
It's not 50 sandwiches. Where's the
bandana? No, she laughed. She laughed.
I'm laughing also.
Dude, it was
anyways, I'm laughing because it doesn't even make sense.
It does. It's so $250. $5. $5 sandwich.
$5 sandwich. Lewis talks in sandwiches.
No, he talks in sandwiches.
Your
that's
sandwich.
What I'm saying.
I don't talk with the sandwiches.
Do you? You price the ass.
We got to lose weight. Tomorrow we eat sandwiches.
So is your dad on tour right now?
Yeah.
They're $250 for shit seats. Shit seats.
Did you ever go, like...
I've been
times?
Twice.
All right.
I've been twice.
Not talking to you. Through Gabby?
No.
Bobby, you're going to have to relinquish the spotlight for a few minutes.
Yeah, let us just relax. We're going to talk to Gabby for a minute, dude. We're gonna do the regulars. It's going to be our own podcast. You're not even invited.
Yeah. We're going to cut you out. It's going to be like a spinoff show.
All right, go ahead. I'd love that. I'll stay home. Just make sure you do
did
the
Did you
ads.
Ever want to play the keyboard?
I did music in high school, and then I realized I didn't want to do it. Okay.
You can't play the keyboard. Now, is that a perm your father gets, or is that his real hair?
No, it's real.
Wow.
Jufro.
How old were you when you lost your virginity?
18.
Nice.
What the fuck is that?
All right.
Nice.
Held off.
Did it hurt?
What's wrong with you? What's wrong
with you? We're asking questions to Gabby right now.
I love that. Bobby, relax. Lewis is super medicinal.
I've lost every girl on the show because of you.
Back up. Bleeding. We're doing our thing right now. It's the regular.
I need her.
Yeah, well.
All right.
So anyway. Anyway, how big was the guy?
Did you feel an inordinate amount of pressure?
Were you in love or was just, you know what, I'm 18, let me just get it over with? It was one of those.
Gabby, you don't have to answer any of these.
Yes, she does.
I didn't say anything.
Okay.
She said it with her eyes, though.
Why don't you stay on fucking point with her
keyboard.
Stop talking about her virginity.
Richie Sambora. What's he like?
Kind.
Stay on point.
Kind?
Kind.
Sambora?
Mm-hmm.
I did not. Yeah. I've not heard that. I've heard he's a monster.
I heard he's a racist.
Yeah. My dad was the cello player for Deep
Your
Purple.
Your dad was a fucking...
My dad played triangle for Slaughter.
Is there a name in Random Instruments? My dad played the oboe for Toto. Oboe for Toto. Sure.
Oboe for Toto. So they're still like kind of fucking party animals, right?
Yeah.
That's okay.
Are they really?
They're not party
animals. Let me ask this is a great question.
I think just my dad.
Your dad like still parties like it's in
John's
the 80s?
John's pretty tame, yeah.
What about
really?
what about Tico? What about Tico?
Sorry.
Who's Tico?
He's pretty old.
He's the drummer, you fucking nut.
No,
Tico
he's sober.
Torch.
He's sober now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's the coolest thing you've ever got to experience because your dad was in Bon Jovi? Great
Not question. Counting this podcast.
Great question.
I got this by myself.
Oh, wow.
I didn't even know she... I found out...
You got a phone call from John Bon Jovi?
I found out 4 weeks later, she on her Instagram story, I saw her dad. I'm like... And like I was like, is your dad the fucking... Blah, blah, blah? She's like, yeah. I was like, she put him on his her Instagram story one time. That's how I found out. That's how you found out too, right? How'd you find out?
How did I find out? People were talking about it on the internet.
The internet?
Yeah, I think it was people were like saying something on Twitter or Reddit or... I forget exactly.
What's Reddit?
You know what Reddit is.
It's a website you go where you want to punch yourself in the face.
What? Yeah. Been reading it. Kill yourself?
Yeah.
It's all the same shit. It's just people are, you know, it's just another website with another thing to say mean shit.
That's the thing people don't realize, that they're hurting our feelings.
They realize that.
Why are you doing somebody?
Why are you singing?
I think they want to hurt you more now that you just said that.
But why is he singing it?
Why do they want to hurt us? Father, why do they say mean things?
Why am I singing it? Because you know who might be listening to you know what.
That's a smart
parentheses
idea.
Dude, and I might be a backup singer. I can play tambourine. Great special. Just kidding.
So what is the coolest thing?
Yeah, there's a white kid of Reddit.
Yeah, I'm good. Take that down.
No, I don't want to see fucking...
What's wrong with you?
Just bad things.
I don't even know what it was.
I was joking.
It was
I
a
know what
joke.
Reddit is.
Dave.
It's a joke. Good joke.
Dad, are you kidding me?
Dad, I got your Reddit. You got your anger.
Is that text from him? Is he listening live and he's pissed?
Oh,
is
man.
That him?
No.
How fast can he text with those keyboard fingers? That's a whole paragraph. And a solo.
Hey, Dad, we're...
Stop yelling.
Oh, guys, my father's angry. I have to go in the other room. When she's hanging out with her friend, that's how he yells.
He's been drinking. He says racial shit.
Have you ever... what's the coolest
he didn't mean
thing,
that against
coolest
all
thing you've ever gotten from your dad's fame?
Or experience. Yeah. Or experienced.
Experience.
Growing up on tour.
So you went out on tour a lot.
You were on a bus?
No, on planes.
Private planes. So you've been on private planes your whole life?
Yeah.
Whoa, Gabby.
Wow.
Did John Bon Jovi make you sit on his lap?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's what I would do.
What's wrong with you?
Well, that's what I would do.
What's wrong with you?
That's what I would do.
What do you mean?
Lewis spilled a bunch of food.
I would make Gabby sit in my lap on my private plane.
Just focus on Clinton.
Thank that's God, gonna fuck that'll up the camera. Happen.
Oh, the camera's all fucked up. Okay.
You're saying I'll never have a private plane?
Yeah.
I think you will, Lewis.
Thanks, buddy.
I think you'll have a real ass plane.
I'm gonna be pretty rich, Gabby. Maybe you need to fucking get with the program.
I wish you'd do some private podcasts.
He does.
I like that Joe was so satisfied with that one. He went, yeah.
Perfect.
So you've been on private planes your whole life?
No.
All right, Ric Flair. We get it.
Oh,
limousine
no.
riding, jet Ooh. Flying.
Do you fly out later.
Do you fly coach?
I've flown coach.
Oh, shit.
Ew, I don't like the way you said coach. That.
No, I mean, yucky. Like by myself, when I go places,
you fly coach. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you, when you get on the plane, do you go, I don't normally do this. My father's the
keyboardist.
This keyboard
is gross. This is so
bon
small.
Bon Jovi.
What is?
Gabby, you are Dan's dick.
I thought that was
Gabby,
a thing about my mouth.
Gabby, listen.
Yeah.
You are, I've never seen your stand-up, but you guys are going to roast battle each other, you and Mike, right? We said in April, I think we're going to do it. Gabby, and here's the thing, I've never seen her stand-up, I'm hoping she's funny because there's no reason for her to be. She's beautiful, she's fucking comes from a successful, rich family. There's nothing that has made you have the personality type to go and do something like this.
First and foremost, beautiful is a stretch.
Yeah. Muppet-esque.
Let's say attractive.
No, you're right. Actually, if she didn't have that voice, she'd be really hot.
Oh, the Muppet voice?
Yeah, the Muppet voice.
Well, how's she supposed to communicate with her dad without that voice?
That is true.
She needs that voice.
I don't think it's your voice. I think it's more the face.
Not into it?
No, I'm joking.
All right.
I'm joking. Of course you're beautiful. I feel
that's what it is. Gabby's voice is, she's half keyboard.
That joke is half finished.
I like both of them. I like yours, Lewis.
I know. I was
like
bummed that you got it out by the time it worked.
I liked it. I like both of them.
Anyways, I'm just kidding.
What's the most interesting place you've ever been or experienced? What is that? What's it because of your dad's success? Like, did you meet somebody?
Africa. You went somewhere fucking cool. You've seen some cool shit.
You ever walk in on JBJ getting a heej?
No.
Or a beach?
No.
A heej?
Hand job or blow job?
Hand job from a Jew.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do this very quickly, John. Please finish as fast as possible. I need to go.
Too much.
Look at that, huh? Look at that schwanz. Oh, that's a good piece.
Oh, nice and snipped.
Oy.
I think it's a nice new character. Oy, I like.
Hey, what? Oh, Jew giving a hand job?
Gay Jew. Gay Jew. Oy,
and or Dracula.
Yeah. I want to suck your dick.
The Jewish guy on the couch is just staring at the back of your head right now.
He goes, your career's done.
Seven and a half inches.
Gay
Vegas. So you right. can't think of anything that's...
I don't know.
Come on, this guy. Yeah, you've
who's the coolest person?
Did you meet a Beatle?
Who's the coolest person you've ever met?
Paul McCartney.
Wait, you met Paul McCartney? How do you not lead with that? You met Paul McCartney.
Yeah, at 12.
Did you sit in his lap?
Yeah.
You sat in Paul's lap?
No.
Who's the most random person that you met that you never thought you would meet because your dad could tickle those sweet, sweet keys?
Because he can play those elephant teeth.
Yeah.
I hung out with Paul McCartney also.
No, you didn't.
No, he does. He did.
When?
With Louis.
Louis who?
Louis C.K.
Who's that? Trumper.
Fame comedian and masturbator. I call him the King of Jack.
you met Paul McCartney?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Good. My mother's texting me.
Is your mom
Yeah, right? Yeah, she's great. Yeah, I spent some time with him.
Wow.
He made fun of me.
Did you sit in his lap?
What did he say?
No, when he put his hands on me, he was like, you're not being funny right now. I'm just busting your balls.
Is that what he really said to you?
Yeah, something like
terrible
that.
Terrible accent.
Balls.
Balls.
Yeah, I hung out with him. I met Bruce Springsteen, too.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
He's all bottom jaw.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't really care about meeting dudes because I'm an adult.
Oh, you only meet hot chicks that just want to fuck all the time.
Alpha brain, nigga.
Yeah. Louis J. Gomez.
We just got cut.
No, you didn't.
Dude, that would have been great. Mike. That would have been great.
Mike has the comic fucking timing.
I like Louis as cool as Maxim Magazine cool.
Yeah. I'm just going to read the transcript of this voicemail.
I did read Maxim magazine like regularly for like
that
a
was
long time.
That was your literature?
Yeah. It's pretty great.
I went on a Maxim tour to find the Maxim woman for like 6 months.
Did you
all the way
her?
To the Super Bowl where they have the Maxim Super Bowl party, which was one of the
did you name your son after this experience?
Don't
never forget it.
Tom goes, what do you want to call him? He goes, Maxim, Dad.
Call him Maxim. What about FHM? Could his middle name be FHM?
I'll
never forget.
How about we call him Maxim Bikini Issue Kelly?
Dude, that was the best.
Dude, it was so cool.
Oh, fuck it, Max. You remind me of that one time.
Maxim Kelly
named it after his Maxim weekend.
It was a 6 month road gig. Maxim Girl Search.
Yeah.
Went into these cities, got all these girls.
Mm-hmm.
To come and do.
Oh, so you're saying they were fake? That they
tranny?
Were
already,
no, they were girls, but they were like.
They're brought in?
They had to do like.
Pros?
They had to throw. They had to like dance. There was a dance segment. It was almost like a, you know, like a
Miss
pageant,
America.
Like a Miss America pageant. But Maxim Magazine, all guys, and Coors Light sponsored. It was just drunk fucking dudes. I would go out and do a little stand-up, bring these girls out, and they would do the weirdest shit to get the guys revved up.
Show their tits.
To win, and they picked a girl from each city, Philly and Cleveland. So we went...
Hometown hotties.
Yeah!
Hometown hotties.
I got in trouble one night because I said a girl spun to get the crowd into it. She spun on her neck.
Ooh.
And her ass was hanging out.
Cool.
And I went, God damn. And I got yelled at.
What? Saying God damn.
Using the Lord's name in vain?
Cultural appropriation.
Coors Light is run by a very religious family.
The Coors.
And there was reps there.
Peter Coors.
There was reps there, and they were like, can you not say? I go, yeah, but her vagina was hanging out. And they're like, that's cool.
It's Pete Coors.
But
I'm telling
don't
you
use
now.
The Lord's name in vain.
Got it.
So I was like, whoa.
Mike, you're not listening to me. His name's Pete Coors. Type in Pete Coors.
Pete Coors.
He's the guy that runs it.
I understand
from
that.
Colorado. I'm telling you, just
fight
Google.
Back, Mike. Fight back.
No, I'm telling him that I have the information. He's not listening to the information. He's going to Wikipedia.
That's what I told him. I told you. It's
Pete Coors the alley.
Hey, that's pretty fun.
Wasn't
what
bad.
Are you doing, Mike?
Mike just gave you an upset wife look.
He gave me a look like we've talked
about
this.
With tears in his eyes.
Robert,
we were not going to fight in public.
Robert, stop it. You know I'm working hard. You know I'm under a lot of stress.
I just know of Coors Light being the beer for Smokey and the Bandit. So
yeah, and I'm from Colorado, where we know all of the information about the Coors family.
Well, then just tell him that he's right.
Pete Coors is who ran it.
Can you please type? Please,
really, look at Chairman type? Peter Coors right there.
Thank you.
Unsuccessfully.
Click his fucking name, Mike.
Damn it,
Pete Coors.
By the way, Pete Coors. Big up to Pete Coors, one of the guys that pushed legalization of marijuana in Colorado.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, he was a Republican. That was a big deal.
Whatever.
He came through and said the 25% needs to go to school. And he's one of them.
Now you fucking shows. They're looking at you like you're retarded at all your shows.
What's that?
I don't know. I just said something.
Did you get that all out? Because violent crimes dropped and the money.
Has it really?
Yeah.
30. Wait a minute. In Denver, violent crime has dropped.
Look it up. 32%.
I don't need to look it up. I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm asking you.
It's great. It's good for the state.
Everyone's getting high, doggy.
Recreational marijuana. Again,
please.
Doggy.
Yeah.
Can't you see? Sometimes your love just hypnotize me, and I just love your flashy ways.
It's my favorite Bon Jovi song.
Yeah.
It's not Bon Jovi.
Yeah, it is.
The keyboard on it's sick.
I'll bet you $5,000.
Okay.
Dude, please bet that that's a Bon Jovi song, because I'm going to watch you piss away $5,000. What?
I just won $5,000.
No, you didn't. That's not a Bon Jovi song.
I just won $5,000. Right, Gabby? It's a Bon Jovi song.
Can you bring up that song,
Hypnotize.
Please?
They're on a boat. They're all dancing.
Come on, Gabby. For us.
Yeah, doggy, can't you see? Sometimes your love just hypnotize.
Hypnotize, Bon Jovi, look it up.
That's a call.
Bon Jovi, swear to God, they're on a boat. Look at the video, swear to God.
The video for Hypnotize was great.
It's on the album.
It's Biggie Smalls.
Life After Death.
It's Biggie Smalls.
No, look.
When Biggie died, I got one of his hats.
Don't do that.
we can't play it.
Yeah, whatever.
You can't play it?
Wow, you know what's great about Gas Digital? We can just play whatever music we want.
That's racist.
Yeah, because you're behind a paywall.
No, we're not. All of our live streams are free.
I love when you say something to Lewis. He's no, it's just.
Did you really?
Thing of information.
He goes like this.
No, actually,
I like retorting. Yeah. Retorting Lewis. Yeah. Actually, no, it's pretty funny.
Dan.
That's good. You know what? Hey. Even though it hurt my feelings, it was good.
Didn't hurt?
No.
Okay.
So
it hurt when he said that all you guys quit our show except me.
Can you judge the roast battle tonight at 8?
Fuck, am I
oh no, you have to do the
Patrice O'Neill's benefit.
Can you guys judge the roast battle at 8?
Can you cancel
spots,
it?
Dog.
Why are you getting people today?
I got spots.
Yeah, why don't you book it in advance? Because I'd like to do it in advance.
Why don't you call in advance?
Yeah, we can advance.
8 to 9 o'clock. It's an hour, doggy.
Have Gabby do it.
I got spots. I have an 8:40.
Gabby is not cool.
Whoa. I think you're cool.
No, I'm kidding. She's really hot.
Yeah, don't fucking embarrass her. She gets very blotchy.
Do you get
blotchy?
I'm
made of paper.
Yes, look at her cheeks get blotchy when she's
nervous. I get very blotchy.
Yeah, that
naturally.
Green paper.
Yeah.
Private jets.
Biggie, can't you see? Oh, it is Biggie.
Yeah, it's $5,000, dude.
Yeah, $5,000. I'll take it in Gas Digital money.
Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we're thirsty.
That is 1,000 sandwiches.
Ugh, the sandwich joke sucks.
It was good with the 250.
It wasn't even good then.
It was all right. I liked it then.
Wasn't even good then.
All right, guys, wrap this up.
That's
Dan's
it?
Gotta
no.
Go.
No.
What? Oh, we got another hour
it's
and a half.
52.
No, we wrap it up. It usually takes a half hour. So have you ever done the show before?
Do you have any weed?
I do, yes. I mean, no.
Hey, folks, March 20th. Check out my Netflix half hour special, The Stand Up Season 2. That's right, March 20th.
You guys got Brooklyn in over there?
Say that again.
I really did mumble that out.
All right, this sponsor, I love them. Brooklinen.com. You've heard me talk about them. It's sheets, it's bedding, but they're unbelievable. I love good sheets, I love bedding. I bought these. They sent them to me. I bought pairs. I bought them for people as presents. With Brooklinen.com, you can get the high-quality sheets and bedding you deserve without the luxury retail prices or the overwhelming big-box store shopping experience. Sleeping on a great sheet is an easy way to upgrade your nightly routine and help you feel more well-rested every day. But most high-end quality bedding is marked up by more than 300% by the time it reaches the stores. Brooklinen makes quality luxury sheets and bedding for everyone. All right, Brooklinen was founded in April 2014 by husband and wife team Vicky and Rich Fuller on the philosophy that people deserve simple, beautiful home essentials without the luxury prices. Brooklinen cuts out the unnecessary markups, the retail licensing fees, and the manufacturing waste in order to offer a high-end design and exceptional savings across their collection. Brooklyn is the fastest growing bedding brand in the world because people love these products. Their sheets have over 12,000 five-star reviews. Brooklyn and Sheets were named the winner of the best of online bedding category by Good Housekeeping. Brooklinen's all-season down comforter was rated the number one best comforter by New York Times. Wirecutter blog, they have versatile colors and patterns, and you can mix and match to complement any decor. This is luxury bedding, underpriced. You have to try these sheets. You got to try them. Here's the deal, okay? I love my Brooklinen sheets. I want you to try these sheets, and I know you'll love them too. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Get $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code WHATDUDE. That's WHATDUDE at Brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklyn is so confident that you'll love your new sheets, they offer a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. There's no reason not to give these sheets a try. The only way to get the $20 off and the free shipping is to use promo code WHATDUDE at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com. Promo code WHATDUDE at Brooklinen.com. These sheets are the best.
So there you go. Anyways, anything on gun control?
Wow, you're real serious, huh?
Not Gabby's you, Gabby's dad.
Gabby's dad beat it. We're trying to make your daughter come.
Yeah, we're trying to get her all slippery when wet.
You know, I just want to ask him one question. Is Gabby's dad? Oh, God, Michael, you're a fucking moron. Oh, my God.
Why would we do it again?
Because I do what I...
Yeah, you don't know timing, Bobby.
I didn't know you were
going to... I want to fucking do it all the time. You don't know timing.
Mike Suarez of the Texas comedy scene knows timing.
He really stinks. But why would you... If I say I want to do it again, he goes, dude, I just did it. Why would we do it again? None of your business. Push the button,
why would
boy.
You, but why would you tag up a joke when there's a punchline? I'm gonna fucking kill this guy that works for Billions. I'm fucked for tomorrow.
Why?
Because he fucked up.
What are you talking about?
I just got a text that says I have to work all day tomorrow. And
what's wrong with that?
I'm supposed to do his podcast. I'm supposed to do my radio show.
Oh, you cancel on my podcast tomorrow?
Yeah. Well, why don't you
Billions?
Deal with this?
I'll deal with him right now.
I'm gonna let him go. I don't want you fucking touching my phone.
Are you kidding me?
Be a big man.
Give me the fucking phone.
This is quite a predicament. Shoot Billions or do the real ass podcast? I mean, these are the moments that really fuck with you.
This guy just and I'm not gonna. This guy's just fucked up a lot. And I'm like telling him, I'm like, no, I'm not gonna give you the phone.
They don't fuck up a lot, Dan. You know what happens?
No, this guy's fucked up a lot this season, Bobby. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you right now. They don't listen. Can I tell you this? I don't know if this is true, but because I've had this happen to me on shows, they don't care.
No, here's the
deal.
They
don't care.
I've had side conversations with this guy several times,
and they don't care.
He's the only AD that fucks up.
They don't care.
Okay.
They don't care.
Okay.
Oh, dude, you know, no problem, no problem.
No, I
know an AD that fucked up. Penn State athletic director.
Oh!
Raping kids.
Fucking them in the shower, which is similar to what happened. This is basically, I feel like a kid that's been
fucking
No,
it wasn't
the
in the shower. It was in their Maybe butthole.
He wasn't the AD. He was the defensive coordinator.
Maybe this guy just says, yeah, I
well,
got
no,
you.
Well, no, but he was just, the I think he athletic does. Director.
I think he just says, yeah, I got you. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
And so then that's why I just had to send him a text where I'm like, well, no.
You're not going.
I go, read your text above.
Yes. So you're doing the real ass podcast tomorrow.
I mean, I'm going to try. Wow. Yes. If it goes up and the producers call me and they go,
can
fuck
I say
yourself.
Something? Do Billions.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
No. Don't listen to fucking Bob Kelly.
Well, it's not
fucking,
that.
Sense. Don't
this,
listen
it's
to
this
loser.
Guy fucked up, so
don't
I want
listen
this guy,
to this fucking this waste guy, of time. Do Billions. It's a better show.
Than the Real Ass Podcast?
Yes.
Debatable.
No.
Real Ass Podcast is the new best podcast in the world.
Dude, look on the internet. It's
look
not
on,
true.
It's fucking
Cometown is the new best podcast.
Cometown
That's
is
huge, bro.
Cometown is
27 grand
great.
A month,
it's
dog.
Great.
Huge. Doggy.
Yeah, but are you, how are you, why do people judge it based off the amount of money they make? That doesn't mean anything.
That's a great, I've listened to it. It's amazing.
Oh, it's so funny.
It's probably the best podcast out there right now.
Yeah.
What? Cometown?
Cometown.
Yeah, with the
I mean,
thing, with the name come in the title.
It's not better than Real Ass Podcast or Lose You to Skanks, but
oh, it's better
it
than
is definitely no. better than
Have you ever heard Tuesdays with Stories? We got a lot of listeners.
No, I haven't.
Who's in that?
It's Mark Norman and myself, and
Who
I have
myself?
A Netflix special.
Who?
Coming out
who
March
who?
20th.
Who?
It's season 2 of the stand-ups.
Yeah.
You can catch season 1 right now featuring our pal Dan Soder
right.
and our pal Nate Bargatze.
And Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez.
Maybe if he had moved to L.A. those years ago.
Sorry about that.
He really fucked him.
I fucked him?
Yeah.
I think I saved him.
Look at that. That's a good headshot. Look at the size of my forehead.
If I didn't get him to not go to L.A., he would still be married right now.
Married?
In L.A.
He was never married.
Well, with your wife or with B.
No, that wouldn't have happened either.
Season 2 of Netflix, the stand-ups feature... Wow.
Yep.
Skip
why
that
is
one.
Your name not first?
I'm more. What I'm are, more than them.
What are you? I don't understand.
That's
why.
A little hurtful, to be honest.
Why is your name that. Not there?
I know. It's only two poor people. Why couldn't they just fit in the two more people? And my name's the shortest name.
Yeah.
Seven letters.
Maybe they thought List was going to confuse,
well,
you know.
Three of you.
Yeah, but it's such an easy four name, too. Ginny Ashir.
And I don't have my photo. Oh, there's my photo.
Ginny Ashir, Kyle Kinane.
It's Yashira.
Aparna Nakacharacha.
Oh, wow.
What's her name?
Aparna Nakacharacha.
Aparna Nancharla.
Aparna Nancharla.
Aparna Palalalachacha.
Wow, look at that. That is the most diverse lineup I've ever seen. That is a perfectly diverse lineup. Am I out of my mind?
I mean, I thought our season one was pretty diverse.
It's weird that they have three gay guys, though.
That's a woman.
Ooh.
That was pretty good.
Joe, why does your forehead look like that?
You really do. You really do.
I don't know.
Looks
what
like
it
there's
is
a strong wind blowing directly in your face.
Yeah, you really do look like John Cusack.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, John Cusack is very attractive, and so
it
I appreciate
you look
it.
More like John Cusack.
That strong wind blowing my face, Lewis, is called like industry heat.
Boom.
Ever hear of it?
No.
I know. That was my joke.
Kyle Kinane has a smaller forehead than you.
Mm. For sure.
He's bald.
Looks like Kyle Kinane lent you some of his forehead.
Oh, Jesus. Why'd you follow my joke? Yeah. I bombed.
Yeah. Why would you?
Rachel looks like she's waiting for the rest of that joke.
Rachel looks like she lent you some of Kyle Kinane's forehead.
Oof. Yikes. Yes.
Gina looks like her penis just slipped out.
Start telling friends, everybody. March 20th. I'm not getting a publicist. Instead of that, I'm coming on here to the You Know What Dude podcast. I'm going to get them 300 people at a time. So all 300 of you, tell your friends. Season 2, stand-ups, March 20th. Watch season 1 right now.
Watch season 1 right now.
Specifically episode 6. Just go to episode 6.
Did you get a pop when you're from this? Do you think your
pop passed away many years ago?
Yeah, 1997.
Bobby just wants soda.
Did they give you sodas? Oh, we got it. It really helped you.
It's a world of difference being on Netflix.
Really?
Yeah.
Hot dog. Don't write mean things to me, though. It bums me out.
Stop being a bitch.
Who people write mean things?
What did they say?
Joe's a bitch. Oh, look at you. Your dick's too big. Oh, your face is perfect. Your jokes are great. Stuff like that.
So you're saying don't send them?
Old Uncle Joe, huge dick.
Oh, lip ripper list. Oh.
Lip ripper. What does that mean?
Lip ripper.
Pussy
lip.
Ripper.
Oh.
I'm going to pee.
I got to pee, too.
I like this show better when I was peeing 20 times an episode.
Yeah, what was that about you?
Because I was on drugs.
Yeah. Soda had Molly and then lied to Vita's wife. She hates him now.
He told me to lie. And then he fucking turned on me.
Gary.
Oh, Gary Vita.
His wife hates him.
Why?
Hates Soder.
Why?
She texted me.
Why does Gary... What?
His wife's a little wacky.
Dude, you're about to say she sucks.
No, she doesn't suck. She's just... What the fuck? I feel bad for Gary. He just shouldn't have gotten married.
Why? You don't like his wife?
No, his wife's cool, but it's just like... Here's the thing. Ready? It's a
I'm
chick.
Ready.
Because I had him on the show yesterday, and he was like... I was like, why'd you get married? He was like, she just wanted to do it. You know, because what happens, girls will start doing this, like, oh, when are we getting married? And a chick who starts to question that and starts to push for that is the same type of chick that 3 years into the relationship, you're in fucking couples therapy because they need to move on to the next thing. They're impatient. A young chick that wants to get married. No. But a young chick that wants to get married, there's fucking something about that that's
all women want to get married.
No, not all women. Gabby, you want to get married?
I don't really care.
Yeah, but she's 23.
Yeah.
And when she's 23 and a half, she'll want to get married.
She's a girl.
Hmm?
You're a girl. You're not a woman.
But you would like to get married.
Do you have a boyfriend, Gary?
But you want to be picked. That's the thing with marriage. You want to get picked.
Did I call you Gary?
Call Gary.
Gabby. Gabby, you don't have a boyfriend.
No.
No.
I'm only kidding. By the way, his wife doesn't hate Soder. But she was mad at him. Because Soder lied to her.
She hates Lewis now because he just called her and said she sucks.
But she was mad at because Soder had to lie about some concert.
What?
They went to a concert and did drugs.
Why would you
thing.
Lie about to your wife? Just tell her.
I don't know.
Why would you say, I'm going to a concert and I'm going to fucking do drugs? Why would you lie? Why do you have to lie about it?
I don't know. I
mean, sometimes that's a bad sign. Here's that's a bad sign.
Here, this, because I know it. I know exactly what it is. You don't want to, or you want to avoid the argument, and you say, "Fuck it. If I lie, I'll avoid the argument." But then when you get caught in the lie, then it just adds a whole other level of distrust into the relationship. So whatever the stupid thing you're lying about, it's not even that big of a deal. But that's like my whole life with my ex. People would catch me like dumb lies all the time, and then it just created this whole, like everything seemed like it was a lie.
Yeah.
The distrust is there.
Yeah.
And you can't get rid of it.
State of love and trust as I bust it down to pretext. No. No. Different band.
Yeah, because once you break somebody's trust, it's hard to give it back.
Yeah.
And it's not you have to earn it. You can literally just give it back.
Because it's always been a matter of trust.
You don't want to cross that line. JBJ?
Billy Joel.
Billy Joel.
BJ.
BJ.
Yeah. I'll take one.
You don't want to cross the line. As long as, once you cross that line, it's like, yeah, there's always a moment in a relationship where you go like, fuck, dude, I really wish we didn't go there because now it's never going to be back.
Hates you, dude.
But you can get trust back. It just takes a long time for that person to decide to do it.
What I would talk to her.
Breaking trust?
No, about Vita having a lie, you having a lie to Vita's wife.
That made me so, I mean, I talked to Gary about it, but it made me so mad.
And she found out. How did she find out?
Because he told her.
No way.
Yeah.
He said, lie to my wife and then fucking told the truth?
Yeah.
That's out of line.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it is. I was fucking furious.
That's crazy.
He's like, my wife hates you. I'm like, I don't care. It's your fault. Fuck her. That's your fault. Well, deal with it.
I don't know if you have to say fuck.
I don't give a shit.
If you're in a relationship, you should be fucking, of course.
Yeah, well, there you go. But I'm also fired up from the other thing, so I'm like coming in.
Are you still?
I had fucking 14 missed calls. And when I was peeing, I looked. I was like, Jesus.
Gary?
No, I can't do Real Ass Podcast tomorrow. Can we do it next Wednesday? Can I come on?
Oh, boy. That's going to sink the whole podcast.
No, it's not. Joe, you want to do it? Can you do it with Nick Mullen tomorrow?
I can. I got therapy. My therapy's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., so don't even...
Lewis, this ain't on me. It's on another dude fucking up. What'd you say?
His therapy's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.?
Yeah, that was a good one. Here's the thing. I love Real Ass Podcasts. It's a little tough to get there. It's very difficult to get there.
It's the East Village. It's not
it's not the East Village. It's Alphabet City.
You take the end,
be honest.
You take the end
it's
of
Alphabet City.
Union Square. And then
you walk for 6 days.
No, you take the L to First Avenue, and then you walk down to 12th and...
Yeah, you go to the L to First Avenue, stupid.
It's 70 minutes from my house.
Takes 50.
All right.
That's a lot. That's an hour.
But
50 if you fucking nail it.
Dan, just let it go. You can't do it. Stop trying to please everybody.
Yeah, stop trying to please everybody. Yeah,
I feel bad because I told Lewis I'd do it.
I know you feel bad. You can feel bad.
I just found out that I can't do it. I
created an image for the whole show.
He did, and I liked it, and I really wanted to go on Nick Mullen.
Still use the image. Just cross his face out.
By the way, Vita's the best.
Why don't you have Gabby on?
Gabby, you want to come on?
Do it, Gabby.
Sure.
Sweet.
There you go.
All right.
You can interrogate her all you want tomorrow.
Oh, God.
I mean, just pull it out of her.
I'll pull something out.
Yeah. Oh, guys.
What,
your dick, you mean?
Yeah.
I don't think I can co-sign on this.
I feel bad. Gary Veeder's the best. And I love Gary.
He's one of my favorite people in the world, but I'm fucking pissed about that shit.
He's a killer comic. You should check him out.
He's all right.
If you have your friend lie to your wife and then you fucking undersell your friend, that's fucked up.
Undersell.
It's not good.
Undercut.
It's not good because
sell out. Undercut.
It's almost like when you fight with your girl, and then she goes and tells all her girlfriends what a piece of shit you are, and then you make up, and she doesn't go back and say, "Look, I was fucking wrong too."
Good point.
Fuck you. Now you show up, and they're looking at you like they still hate you.
Yeah.
And she didn't fucking make it right.
She goes, "No, it's okay."
So he needs to make it right.
Yeah.
He needs to go to his
wife. I think he made it right. I think he was like, you got to don't hate Dan. It's in my best interest for you to like him.
I can't open for this guy.
I think you're good.
Him. No, he's not open for
him. I think you're good.
You need to say, listen, honey, it's not him. It was me. I made him lie.
I feel bad that I started this. I was only trying to be funny and make Dan upset.
Well, I already was upset.
All right, let's go back to Gabby losing her virginity.
Yeah.
So, Gabby.
18 years old.
18.
To Bon Jovi.
How long were you dating the guy?
Oh, no.
Jesus.
Gabby's dad's here. Never mind.
It's 2012.
Shh.
I'm going to put it out there. This bit's done. That bit's done.
I liked it. And I liked it.
I liked it, too, but we went too far. Then you yelled. It's a whole thing.
Nah, well.
Mike, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from the real Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mike, what do you think?
Bust something out here.
Gabby, how long were you dating the guy?
Pass.
You can't pass.
Can you at least button your shirt when they're asking these
dirty
questions?
I'm going to tell you this. Whoa. Real ass dude. On the Real Ass Podcast, you're not going to be able to pass.
Could you? Are you related to Gabby Gifford?
No.
Okay.
Do you still talk to your real mom?
Sometimes.
Really? But your stepmom is your...
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Wow, so your mom, you don't talk to your mom really.
Let me ask you this.
You would think with the rock star dad, you wouldn't speak to the dad.
I know, are you kidding me? Reverse. I'd stay with the fucking awesome rock star dad.
Hell yeah, I'd live on a tour bus.
Yeah.
Why? Now, Mommy now, ain't giving you private jets.
I tried to stay with my dad.
Mom works at Target.
My dad was a bartender alcoholic. I tried to stay with him.
Your other mom must be loaded, though. She got divorced and got a check, right?
She got that fucking albums
she
money.
She lives in the middle of Pennsylvania.
Money isn't everything.
But it is a lot.
Oh, you never talk to her.
No, I talked to her. I don't talk to her about her.
Can you go home whenever you want? And is it an awesome room and do whatever you want, like a big house?
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you mean? Do whatever I want when I go home?
Like when you go home, can you do
take a shit in the drapes?
Yeah. Almost every time I go home.
Masturbate with the kitchenware.
Do you have a pool?
Ooh. Yeah.
Do you have a hot tub?
Obviously stupid.
Let's go. Let's have a party at your house.
What do you mean stupid? Yeah,
do you have a garage?
I haven't lived there. So
obviously, she has a fucking pool and a hot tub.
Some people
just have pools. Rock star.
Some people just have pools.
Oh, is it shaved? Wait, hold on. Is the pool shaved like a keyboard?
Cool. No, it's not.
No. I don't live there. I moved out like 7 years ago.
I do. He doesn't move. Dan shivers like a.
Wait, you moved out 7 years ago? You were 16.
I moved out when I went to college.
Oh, that makes sense.
Where'd you go to college?
Pace.
Clown College?
Clown College.
Hey, I'm here, guys. Hi. I'm here to learn how to do profiles.
I find your voice to be very normal.
Thanks, Joe.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Joe.
You're my favorite.
Thanks. Well, that makes
your
me feel
voice
good.
Goes Dana's at your mouth. Sorry.
Lewis got put down to bronze.
I said your favorite. Shut up, Gabby. Lewis is bronze.
You like him the best?
No, I like Joe the best.
Thank you, Gabby. I appreciate that.
But if you had a kiss, if you had to make out with one of us, who would it be?
Dan.
Yeah!
Oh! Second. Only because I'm married, I assume.
Second. You're not going to fucking make up with that little mouth.
Come on.
Yeah.
It sucks. Yeah. Look at it. Like, look at how much that would suck to kiss.
That looks like a regular mouth got burnt.
Yeah. You're trying to make out with a pool jet.
hey,
it's like the hole in the Mr. Potato Head. Like I should put a real mouth into it.
Everybody loves Dan, though. It really bugs
me. I get it. All right, Dan's, you know, he's rugged.
He's a little prince.
Rugged. Yeah. He's not fucking rugged.
He's rugged. Yeah, he's looking. A little bit of you're fucking. Dan looks like he could ride a horse. He looks like he could fix a car.
He does not.
Yes,
he
I do.
Yes, he does.
I know I can't. But
he looks
I look
like he works at a 7-Eleven or a fucking like a,
get out of here.
A 7-Eleven. Movie store.
I'm rugged.
There we go.
Rugged.
Dan looks like these guys.
Thank you.
Dan does not look like any of those guys.
Michael Fassbender, deal.
Wait, no way.
What was the last year you were in a 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
I was in one last week.
He looked like that?
Yeah, but in Jersey.
Even in Jersey?
I don't know.
You have to go to Nebraska to have a 7-Eleven guy look
you
like that.
You think Dan Soda looks like any of these fucking
guys?
Hold on,
go on. Gabby? Yes. Look at the third one.
The third one?
That could be Dan's
Steve
dad.
McQueen?
That could
Steve,
be Dan's are dad. You Steve McQueen.
Fucking, yeah, his dad, not him.
Thank the you. Only thing similar yes. to Soder and Steve McQueen is that Soder is similar to a queen. Hey, can I ask this, Soder? Why don't you pursue Gabby?
Can you please bring up...
Yeah, Gabby is... Time out, dude. Gabby's fucking hot, and you could fuck her.
Lewis, can we just make it? Can we beat civilians here?
Let's calm down.
Can we be civilized?
Bring up Clerks. That's what Dan looks
you
like.
You think that's what Dan is?
That's Dan.
No.
That's Dan.
No.
A fucking convenience store in Jersey.
No.
Down the right, down the bottom, doesn't look like...
Bobby, I'm rugged. Get over it, dude.
Look at the
I
guy.
I gotta saddle up Gabby's pony.
The guy with the
go get some fresh
Lewis,
drinking water.
The guy with the hat backwards doesn't look like Dan.
I got a
kind
clean.
Of, yes.
That's Dan. Where are you going to be?
I will be at Zany's in Chicago.
Ooh.
St. Louis Helium. Zany's Nashville.
Wow.
And then Los Angeles with the Legion of Skanks.
Huzzah.
Where's the Skanks show?
Yeah, we're going to be at the Comedy Store the 28th for the live podcast on Wednesday night at the Belly Room. Then live stand-up show, Legion of Skanks and Friends at, those are old dates, not on the website, on the 29th. And we got, who's fucking doing that?
That was so Joe. I love that you couldn't tell.
I pegged you in the fucking head, Joe. You fucking asshole.
What are you
like this.
What are
going,
you why are you mad? I have a thing. I have a small mouth.
Joe's going like
this. And sometimes I have acid reflux. It's a small.
Yeah, you got GERD. Leave him alone.
This is Joe.
March 23rd, 24th, me and Dave Smith co-headlining Nick's Comedy Stop. And then the 25th or the 30th will be in Los Angeles. And yeah, gomezcomedy.com. Then the Roastmasters we do every Tuesday at the Stand. And you get free tickets if you use the promo code RAP.
And you can judge it if you're available within an hour of the show.
Well, it's an hour show, so yeah, I'd see who's around. Funny,
shut up and take it.
I know, but you should fucking give me 2 weeks in advance. I'd love
to
commit.
I try to book you on Skanks and Roast Battle every time. You go, yeah, dude, I don't carry my book on me, so I guess.
No, you book it.
You don't carry
your
book.
What do I, why are you yelling at Joe?
Lewis, what do I say?
Just give me 2 weeks in advance.
Then I cancel.
I never cancel.
Check out my other podcasts, Real Ass Podcast,
which I'll be on in the next 2 weeks.
And believe you me, with UFC fighter Michael Bisping.
Yeah, the count.
Avail on my Gas Digital Network, and all the Gas Digital live streams are now free.
Yeah. Merch Pump.
Joey, what
and
do
merch
you got?
Pump. Merch Pump.
Merch
to go
Pump.
A bunch
yes.
of cool shit.
Get your YKWD hoodie at Merch Pump.
And get some other cool gear.
What do you got, Joe?
March 20th, I will be on Netflix starting March 20th.
Very excited about this.
Thank you. Season 2, the stand-ups.
Here's the thing. Everybody on all the podcasts you do, anybody who listens to this, when you see Joe tweet it, when you see us tweet it or put it out there, retweet it, spread the word. Don't just look at it. Help spread the word of this special. Watch Joe. He's the first one out the gate.
Thank you.
So make sure that everybody gets behind this special. So the analyst, what are you putting your thumb down for? So that everybody gets behind this special and that the analytics are crazy. So they fucking know that Joe has a ton of fans.
Thank you.
It's going to be a great special.
That'd be great. Yeah, and I was going to get a publicist, but they cost $75,000.
$12,000.
Yes, so I'm not. So if you guys could be my publicist.
No, that's not that much.
It's not that much.
$12,000.
Well, I'm going to get
3 months.
Good one. Anyways, so, and then also Comedian Joe, and I just found this out. My website that we're looking at, Comedian Joe List, has a mailing. You can go sign up on my mailing list
Where?
Somehow on there. I don't know. But I'm because I'm an idiot. But
right where it says mailing list?
Yeah, yeah. Sign up for my mailing list.
Yeah, guys, you know, it's 2008. Everyone's using a mailing list now.
Can I say something about that? Will you not drop my fucking microphone?
Gentle.
Why would you not? Who shits on a mailing list?
Yeah, dude. Doesn't even make mailing sense. Lists are coming back. Yeah.
Are they?
Well, I swear to God.
Email list. We're not send, they're not going to send
They're called mailing email lists. They're coming back.
Yeah.
A lot of people are trying to get emails again.
Yeah. Why would you not? You email the people. That's what Louis made his whole career off that.
What?
Masturbating in front of him. No, he's got the email. He sends out an email saying, hey, I got a new special, and they buy it.
That's how Horace and Pete did so well.
Thank you, Mike. Anyways, Comedian Joe List, sign up to be part of my mailing list. I won't bombard you. You know it because I didn't even know I had a fucking mailing list. And ComedianJoeList.com. I'm coming to Ann Arbor. I'll move on. I took up too much of your time.
You
Netflix.
Did. You took up a lot. I mean, I gave you a big plug.
Tuesdays with Stories.
Oh, God.
Every Tuesday.
Please go to my fucking thing, Michael. Please. Where am I, Mike?
You're going to be at Uncle Vinny's this weekend.
Yep.
On the 24th. You got show at the Fat Black next Wednesday.
I'm going to be at the Mystic Lake Casino with Mike Feeney for the 2nd and the 3rd of March. And then I'm at the Carus. What is that? The Carrison?
The Carlson at Rochester.
The Carlson. I can't read that. That was
hard. Comedy at the Carlson.
All right. And then I'm hosting JFL Nasty Show this summer.
Yep.
Hey, dickheads. Can you fucking pay attention?
Yeah, maybe help me plug show this summer.
Yeah,
just
I sat there and fucking plugged your stupid dates.
Yeah, we're helping you plug.
No,
yours
you're not. You're making out with
show.
Each other, doing tongue
I wish.
Things.
I was trying to. I was really trying. I was hoping to.
Why don't
close
you fucking? I sit there and plug your shit.
Bobby, sorry, guys. Bobby needs support
show.
When he doesn't.
Thank
plug.
You.
Okay,
yeah.
Go.
Okay, go.
You go. You plug him for me.
Okay, Bobby will be at the Nasty Show this summer at Just for Laughs in Montreal. It's a ghost theme show.
So much fun. Bobby Kennedy is Just for Laughs. I can't wait to be there and see it.
Cap City in June. Ooh. And then a spooky trip to Atlanta also in June.
Where am I playing?
Ooh. Laughing Skull. It's a great club.
Thank you. That was much better. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I love you.
I love you too.
I'm going to go fucking yell at somebody.
Are you going to yell at people?
Yeah. Corporate Dan's about to get real corporate.
So anyways, make sure. Gabby, what do you got?
Check out my Instagram. I post everything on there. I got a couple bar and basement shows coming up.
Yeah. And a roast battle. We're going to do it in April, right, guys? Or March?
Sure.
March or April?
April.
April will be better.
Why April?
Because my schedule.
I have a broken foot.
I think me, Joe, and Dan are judging it, right?
You're going to all judge it, 100%.
Perfect.
What do you got?
I'll be at the Improv in San Antonio this week featuring. I'll be at Hyenas in Dallas next weekend. And in April, I'll be with Gina Brion at the Laugh Out Loud in San Antonio.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Tejas!
Zachy!
Zach the new guy.
I like that.
Zach, I found out, loves Gilmore Girls.
Yeah. Good for Zach. And wrestling.
But yeah, wrestling. Too sweet. According to the post show guess, I'm what's wrong with America because I'm a wrestling fan.
Who said that?
Ashton.
He was
Ashton.
Making a joke about racist, but that was.
Guys, thanks for showing up. What's your name again, dude?
Shimon.
Shimon, do you have a good time?
Shimon.
Yeah.
Hello, Jew.
What would you say? Hello, Jew.
I said fellow Jew.
Oh, fellow Jew. It's all right. It's all right, dude. Don't worry about
fine.
Shimon.
Don't fight.
Shimon, yes.
Shimon, do you have a good time, buddy?
The best.
Thanks for coming in, man. And
the first podcast to come on.
Oh no, shit. That's great.
Up and coming comic.
Oh, good for you, man.
You're a comic?
I wish I was.
Where did you get that shirt?
I wonder why.
Where'd you get that shirt? I like it.
It's LV.
I like the buttons on the shoulder. It's kind of hot.
LV, yeah.
Nice. Thanks for coming on, buddy.
I figured I might as well look the part.
Yeah, you look great, dude.
Let's wrap it up.
Shoulder studs.
All right. Oh, yeah.
And I love you, Bobby.
Who the fuck are you?
I don't know. But
we gotta
that
wrap
just...
it up.
Why?
Because Dan has to leave and we have to take a picture.
I'll wrap it up when I fucking wrap it up.
Yeah, because you stole a part of my heart.
This is...
I think Gabby and I are going to be a power couple. YKWD power couple.
Why?
Literally, KWD. You're going to be gone soon.
You're right. You'll be my
what?
Wife.
What'd I do?
You'll be married to me.
What did you do?
Gabby, well, we can turn you into a really good producer if you come work with Guest Digital.
Yeah.
Gabby,
I'm waiting for a ring.
You should go over there.
Gabby, let's just get married.
What's your name, dude?
Let's just get out of here.
Bobby's mad at me.
Steven.
It's okay.
Steven Mitchell. Steven.
Defend my honor.
I am. Thank you.
Happy to help, buddy.
Steven, thank you, buddy.
Bobby,
Oscar, thanks for coming down. Fuck you.
Hey!
Don't be mad at me.
Dan, go out with Gabby. Gabby, we going to date with Dan.
Sure.
Check out what?
You're not dating Dan.
Well, there he is.
You're not going on a date with Dan.
Remember this episode? I said it first.
You're not going on a date with Dan.
2 years and it's real love. 2 years and it's real love.
It's going to be big.
You know what, dude?
This is going to be big.
What's up, guys? Thank you so much for listening. If you want to come in as an audience member, email ykwdproducer@riotcast.com. If you want to send us fan art, love letters, personal photos, send it to 117 McDougal Street, New York, New York.
And don't forget to follow, download Laughable for iPhone. Make sure you can follow all your favorite, not just podcasts, but people who are on podcasts. If you love the regulars, it's the best place to find everything they're ever going to be on. So you can also follow us on Instagram at YKWDudePodcast. Please make sure you follow that one. It's the only one that's going to get updated at this point, YKWDudePodcast. Follow Robert Kelly, where he's going to be at RobertKellyLive.com. And you can follow Gabby at Gabby is Brian on Instagram.
And you could follow Mike and Mike V. Suarez. That's it.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they're all free.